easier it'll be to fool you. My job? To take that most precious of gifts you give me, your attention, and use it against you.
Hit it! Okay, welcome to the Art of Phone Larking.
Oh, my God. You know what time it is?
Yes, sir. I'm well aware of what time it is. Hit it!
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's so damn funny?
You're a faggot. That's what's funny.
So let me ask. May I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah, anything.
Exactly how much longer are you expecting to sit here and listen to this before I hang up? Would most people just go ahead and hang up?
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, how many fingers can your wife take in her ass?
You know, your wife can get in on this, too, if you want. You can all have, like, a big orgy on that couch.
I'm not okay with that.
You're welcome to join us if you like.
Look, yeah, because I'm not wearing any clothes. I got company coming over. Make the meatloaf.
Jeannie, what would you say about Zeta's future?
Genital words.
I'm a hacker. I hack computers, and I have your profile up here.
No, I have uncles that, you know, would cut you guys all into pieces.
Listen to me. This is really important. Did you get a call from any of those people posting on Craigslist? You need to not listen to them if they call you. They're saying they're running an experimental lab.
We are electrocuting monkeys to test out a new lip gloss.
You what? You electrocuting monkeys?
Well, we're electrocuting some of them, and other ones we're cracking a whip at.
Then you delete my freaking number.
Yeah, I'll find you on my kickstart, because Dan just fucked me up, and I didn't expect it. He gives me the phone and he just fucks me up. What the fuck?
Man, how big is your husband?
It's none of your fucking business.
Excuse me, man. Don't use that language with me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for calling me gay, asshole.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of The Art of Phone Larking. I am your cowardly host, Jed. With me tonight, I have a pretty full panel. It's pretty full. Unfortunately, Trainwreck seems to be having internet connection, so he's kind of coming in and out. He's going to try. He may or may not end up being here. We're not sure. But on top of that, we have Dwight. Welcome, Dwight. Okay, I was going to say, Dwight's out getting a beer or something.
Good evening, bitches.
We have Mike the Donnie. Welcome, Mike. We have Aspa.
Hello.
Welcome back, Aspa. And we have with us Gordo.
Hello.
Welcome, Gordo. I believe I've had you on before, haven't I, Gordo?
Hello.
You've never been a regular, but I think you've been. Maybe not?
Okay.
Maybe
actually,
not then. I know I've heard you around.
I don't think so.
I recognize the voice and the name. Oh, I'm dying. Help. So, you know, I recognize the name. Justin's calling in. Let's add Justin to the group. I'm not sure if he's Mike or if he just wants to hang out. He might just want to hang out because I know he's having some microphone issues. Is that Justin? Welcome, Justin. I know you didn't go buy a mic, so did you just build one on your own?
Yeah, I magically built one. No, I got my old headset. I'm just playing my speakers through desktop speakers,
yeah,
and I got my microphone.
So I'll let you know if it causes feedback, because sometimes when you play and you got the mic, you know what I mean? So, all right. One, two, three. We're going to not do that, because we already know it works. All right. Hey, look who just joined us. The captain of the ship himself, Mr. Cross. How you doing?
Looks.
All right. I'm glad to see you join us. I always like having you on the show. Yes. Yes. I mean, you ruined last show, but maybe it'll be different this time. No, I'm just joking.
I did?
No, you didn't.
I kind of did. I was setting a bad example for
before we went
the
to
others,
broadcast. I did my once about every 3, maybe 4 month speech on just proper etiquette when we get too many people in here. And I don't like to point the finger at anybody because, dude, it's just how it gets. Everybody gets excited and everybody's talking, so everybody else wants to. so everybody else wants to jump in. It's like being in a party. Pointer. And by then we're all, you know, the cocaine's kicked in. And, you know, and my mescaline is usually, I'm on my third tablet. So I think I'm just like in this dance party by then. So.
There's a report that your audio might be lagging, that mixer glitch.
Yeah, but this time it shouldn't be because I fixed it.
You fixed Lord Mixer?
Yeah, we did it earlier, so.
I think he's just making up shit because I delayed it and said hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Yeah, Mr. Clay's been testing it for me on the listening end. So if he says, Mr. Clay, if it does sound bad, make sure you let one of us know, because I do have an alternate plan, which is to let, now I could just let Carlito broadcast, but originally it was going to be let RBC broadcast. But I'm pretty sure I fixed it because it was really shitty earlier, and then I actually went and clicked one channel. So I clicked it over to I think it's channel one or something, and it went away fine. So it's good. I think we're good. Just let us know if it does come up. But I think it was all me last week when I was bitching about Mixler. It wasn't Mixler. So, sorry, Mixler. Hey, awesome update before we get started. You remember if you donated $1 to Patreon, you got 3 stickers, which was an Art of Phone Larking, a Madhouse, and a... Prank Call Nation sticker, and that was pretty cool. You know, you're helping out, and you just get a little reward. Obviously, you know, it's 3 stickers, so it's not much. Let me do this. You know what? Guess what? We're gonna do an improv sketch right here.
What?
Mr. Cross, I'm gonna pitch something to you, and you're gonna be the surprised guy on an infomercial. So, What if I told you, Mr. Cross, that you could get 3 stickers for just $1?
Oh, I'm not. We don't accept solicitations. What is it? What?
Okay. 3 stickers? I can't believe it. You're supposed to be like that.
Three
stickers?
Wow.
Wait. I'm not done yet. There's still more. If you act now, you get not only... Let me bring up my list of stickers here. Cocksucker stickers. I wasn't ready for this improv infomercial, so I'll go ahead and start now. If you act today, and we're just saying that as like a tactic to try to get... For the next 10 minutes, we're taking phone calls to get these. Okay, these are just stupid tactics. The reality is, if you can donate next month, you probably get these too. So, anyways, if you donate, you not only get a Art of Phone Larking, a Madhouse, and a Prank Call Nation, you also get... a Baz International Cultural Exchange sticker. Wow. But that's not all. Now are you interested? Yeah, that's not all. We also promise not to sell your information to the government. No. You also get a snowplow show sticker that has not been released. It's a brand new snowplow sticker. Mop Riding with Dwight sticker. Blog Talk Tonight with the White sticker, JAG TV sticker, and that's going to be a collector's item someday, because he's either going to become famous, or he's going to shoot up a mall or something, so you're going to want to get that while they're still available.
Wait, I missed that, because my stupid wife, what did you say? Hoot sticker?
Oh, I said, JAG TV. I said,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's either become famous or shoot up a mall someday, so you're going to want this sticker. Then also there is a Shut the Fuck Up, It's Time for Science sticker. And also the number 10, this will be the 10th one I named if you've lost track, it's a Jesus in a Dump Truck sticker, which is actually me pretty much just defacing Jesus by putting a PLA hat on him, sunglasses, a PLA button, and my Jesus in a Dump Truck flying truck symbol with flint.
For your YouTube channel, right?
So you'll get one of those. Yeah. Plus, that's not it. That's not it, folks. You also... Yep, but wait, there's more. If you act in the next 3 minutes, so hurry up. Just quit listening to the show. Go to Patreon. Donate $1. You will also get 2 mystery stickers. I have not seen these yet, but RBCP said he was including... he's sending me some stuff this week for the buttons for kind of the higher contributors, and he said he was going to throw in some stickers for me to give. So you will get not 3 stickers, not 6 stickers.
Yeah, they probably say cactus.
Not 9 stickers, 12 stickers related all to shows on Prank Call Nation. So if that's not worth a dollar, then I don't know what is. So anyways.
That's under 9 cents.
Yeah, well, and that's a dollar a month, right? I mean, you'll get them after you donate a month. I'm ordering this this week, and I plan on having my packages start going out 2 weeks, I think. I think that's when I'll have the money. Because I'm kind of paying out of pocket here, because we haven't checked in, you know, we haven't pulled in any money yet. So, I mean, the money's...
We broke $100 today.
Awesome. I didn't see that. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. We're back up over that.
Yeah,
well, I know we were at 88.66, and our, you know how it kind of banks up until you pull money out. We were over $100 in donations so far, so that's cool, right? So anyways, 12 stickers, $1 a month. I mean, you know, if I'm going to send you 12 stickers, try to at least stick around for 6 months, you know, so I can recuperate my sticker money.
Yeah, please.
But anyways, that's not bad. So we moved it up. And then if you donate anything higher than that, you get the 12 stickers also. So and they're all pretty cool. I personally designed 5 of these stickers. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. Yep.
12-pack, a dozen stickers. I like. Well, yes, I will donate $1.
Yep, get them my supplies last. First come, first serve. These will not be available to anybody. Only 12 sets per customer. I'm trying to think of all the lines that they use on the different things.
You got to, because these guys will be like, oh, I deserve 12,000 stickers. Because how I...
Like a sloth, the stickers have LSD on them for $15. Shh. Yeah, and if you're trying to quit smoking, don't wear one of those ugly nicotine patches. Get the new Madhouse nicotine patch. Now that's a cool product right there. Yeah. All right, guys, that's
You can make a belt out of it and get real fucked up.
So anyways, that's my pitch for Patreon. I hate to constantly beat the Patreon horn, but I did work hard this week at increasing what a dollar would get you, you know. So they're really cool stickers. I can't wait to have my own set. I have a box where I keep all my cool shit that I've been getting over the last, you know, year and a half or however long I've been doing this. So anyways, if you got a buck a month, donate. We're going to keep the shows going anyway, so it's not a threat or anything. But no, because I'm the on salesman at night. So, but, you know, it does help us out. And if we did get high enough money, I'm not bullshitting. I really am going to set up a awesome get-together. Awesome.
So someone just donated $1. And, big S-H-O-N, whoever that is.
All right.
Sean.
That is awesome. So, all right, let's tie... I got to go over the subjects tonight. So I have 4 subjects tonight, because as you guys know, next week there will not be a show, so I want to do a Big Bang show. I might take the following week off, too. I don't have to, but I might. I don't know. It really just depends. I might need... If I had 2 weeks to recharge, that'd be great, but I don't have to, so I might just take a week. I haven't decided yet. But for surely not next week. So I'm trying to do a Big Bang show, and so here's the 4 subjects. I'll just read the ads. All right, time travel experiment, $1,500 a week. We are looking for people to help us with a time travel experiment that we'll be doing in October. No experience needed. Is that a stupid line to put in a time travel? No experience needed. So you don't have to be a current time traveler. What the fuck is wrong with me? I can't believe I put that in there. No experience needed. If you are interested, please reply to your name, number, and we can explain the details. Ryan Tolkien, Time Larking Quantum Experiments. That's the name of the company. Yeah, one guy actually did ask.
Time Larking Quantum Experiments.
Time Larking? What do you mean by larking? So he must know what larking means. That's funny. And I do have his number, so we'll be calling him. All right, next ad. Human evolution experiment, $12,000 per month. Want to be the next generation of great human evolution? How does I get any numbers with that opening statement? We have now been permitted by the U.S. government to move forward with the human X Genome Project. I forgot about how I wrote this ad. And need to find people that would be willing to participate. So, if you have ever wanted to run faster, jump higher, burn more calories, reverse your aging, reshape your nose, jaw, or one of the other many changes we can make your to your genome, then this is something for you. If you are chosen to experiment, you'll receive $12,000 a month plus the genetic benefits of the experiment is yours to keep. If you are interested,
there's a dumbass born
dude,
every minute.
Dude, you know how
there?
Many of these numbers I've received too?
God.
Yeah. If you are interested, please reply your name, number, blah blah blah. We'll call you Ryan Tolkien GLL Corp. And then I got in parentheses Geno Larkin Labs. I'm not even trying anymore. I'm saying, dude, this is a prank. Don't even bother. And they're still giving me their numbers. All right. Ad number three. Get $8,000 for shopping at Walmart. Here's the body. Have you ever shopped at Walmart? Have you shopped at Walmart in the last 4 years? If so, then you are likely entitled to an $8,000 claim. Last month, Walmart settled a lawsuit with the FDA that entitled anyone who has shopped at the Walmart facilities between the dates of May 1st, 2010 and June 1st, 2014 to a legal claim of $8,000. Although the major news networks have decided to not inform the public of the right to the claim, our organization has pushed forward to get people the settlement money they are owed. All claims for this must be made by December 31st, 2014. If you're interested to see if you're eligible for the $8,000 claim, just respond to this ad with your name, evening number, and one of our specialists will call you about the claim information. The confirmation only takes 5 minutes, and then this was just Ron Baxter, the National Paralegal Fairness Law Association, which I just made that shit up. All right, and last ad. Earn $500 to become a faith-based internet club member. Our fast-growing faith-based internet club is looking for new members to join us. Because of our profitable approach to faith and e-commerce, we are able to pay people to sign up. To become a member. You will never have to buy anything from us or sell anything for us. You receive your membership and $500, and all you need to do is talk to one of our membership specialists about the details. After that, you will be given access to our faith-based website. I opened this up to send people to Meat Spin or whatever, and come and go as you wish. If you are interested in becoming a member, just please reply to this post with your name and number, and one of our specialists will call you for more information. Sincerely, Reverend Jayad. So there's our ads for tonight. So,
Church of the Machine.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I mean, I've got ideas to make people do crazy, insane oaths. Talk about how great our community is. Like, literally talk about how awesome things are, and then just start talking about Satan.
Yeah.
Pitch it like a reverse pyramid scheme. I like that idea. Like, you know, we're going to give you $500. And then what we would like you to do is, you know, talk to your friends, your family, even strangers, and you get them to join by you giving them $500. And then what happens is, see, then they go and they find people who want to join, and then they give $500. And then in turn, you help contribute $100 to each one of the people they get. Right? I don't know. That's just...
We just asked you to sign up 4 of your friends or family to convert.
Yeah,
that's all they say.
And then it's actually the Church of Recovering Sex Offenders. That'll get us hung up on, I think. But I only have a handful of those. Only so many people wanted to join my church. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I had some guy who was hitting me back and forth with emails. And finally, he was like, "Hey, are you Reverend?" He actually spelled it Jihad. Jihad something. Oh, and before I answered him, I looked the dude up, and the dude was like a POW and shit, and has like the books out, and it's all. He seems like a really nice guy, right? So I told him, "Yep, that's me." And then
John McCain?
But I was trying. But a similar kind of story, right? He's just saying having faith is what got him through his years of being a POW, right? And I was trying my best to get this guy on board, but eventually he just wouldn't give me his number. You know, I wasn't. picking hard. I kind of just gave up after he wouldn't give it to me for a while, but I thought it would be hilarious if he actually thought I was this, like, known POW author, and then maybe I'd start offering him, you know, like, sex. And then he'd be like...
As a thank you for his service.
That being said, we're 21 minutes, well, not officially 21 minutes, we're about 15 minutes down, so... Let's do some calls. What should we do first, guys? We got four awesome ideas. I know, you guys seem to all like time travel.
Yeah, I think it's my vote.
All right.
Yeah, it's
time travel. All right. What was somebody saying in the chat room there? Okay, never mind. I was just making sure it wasn't anything gone wrong. Okay, let's see. Let's see, so... All right, I'm going to call Philip. Fuck it, he's first on the list. Philip, you're joining... Or not the church. I can't confuse myself. Philip, you're going to join the church of time travel?
I would join the church.
I got this one. I'll kick us off. See how this goes. Hi, I'm looking for Philip.
Hello.
Hi, Philip. This is Ryan Token. You responded to our Craigslist ad about time-larking quantum experiments. The time travel experiments that we're doing. Are you still interested, or did you join another fashion?
No.
Okay,
yeah,
well, this
I guess
is just,
I'm interested.
Yeah, this is just kind of the details, you know, of exactly what we're going to be doing. So, this is kind of a little below the radar of most science experiments, and that's why I used Craigslist to try to find people to join us. We're confident it works. I mean, to be honest, you know, we've done it. It's possible. It's a very weird explanation because we can go forward and pull back, but we can't pull back and then pull out because it just makes a big mess. It's better just to, you know, keep it in because otherwise it messes up the ripple. Does that make any sense? So we can go forward is what I'm saying. Okay. So
Sure. Basically
what we were looking to do is we actually have a site where we're going to set up we're going to move to the site and set up. It's actually a construction site, and we're looking for somebody. We wanted to bump them 20 years in the future, and then, you know, you would perform the activity, and then we'd pull you back. Okay?
Sure,
okay,
man.
Do you want to know more details? I mean, it's sort of on the up and up, but sort of not because of a statute of limitations. They apply both ways, you know, forward and backwards. Yeah, according to our lawyers, yes. So basically, I'll just be frank with you. Over on 8th Street right now, they're building a bank, and we want to go ahead. We know where the vault is because we got our hands on the layout. And we're going to go ahead and set up right there, and we're going to shoot you 20 years in the future, and then you just grab all the money you can, and then we'll pull you back.
Hey, man.
Well, I mean, here's the good thing. Like I said,
right,
statute
of
limitations will protect you from future prosecution, not to mention you won't look anything like you do then like you do now, because it doesn't happen for 20 years. And, well, you had a pretty rough cough there, so, I mean, you might not even be around in 20 years. So. No, we will put
back.
You in the future in 20 years, but we pull you back. But the problem is...
I know, but
I won't age all that time,
right?
No,
but
in the real...
You said
it,
I look different when I come back.
If you follow the constant timeline, like, you know, like tomorrow, we're not going to shoot you into the future, but you'll be here tomorrow. Well, you'll be here in 20 years as long as you don't pass away, and they won't be able to prosecute. So any kind of camera systems that they do have is going to see you today and not you in 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, man, that sounds cool.
Jayad, lag. So, lag, Jayad.
You down to rob it? You down to pardon grab me? That money?
I don't know.
Alrighty.
Except if we want to get there, I reckon.
Okay. We're going to send a van for you.
So.
Yes, we're sending a van for you.
Are you really?
All right, we'll see you then.
Okay, well, I'll be looking for it.
Goddamn fucking lag, huh?
Sorry, I was just trying to get it in real quick so you could hear what was going on for a while.
I really don't know what to do because I fixed it earlier.
Yeah, but then I figured only the ones of us on the conference are going to be able
to
make good sense of the call unless I tell you, so I just blurted it. Yeah, unless you want to pick a code word like code 8, then I can say
everybody else
loud
be quiet,
fast,
and we're just going to have like Carlito talking to me, okay? And I missed a Clay. Are you paying attention?
All right.
I'm only going to use him because he was paying attention earlier. Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask you random questions, and you just answer them, and they're going to be quick. Okay. It sounds like you are lagging.
All right. Word association.
So here we go. Carlito, how was your day? Did you see the sun come out today? Okay.
No,
and
I did
the
not.
Sun.
I slept.
Normally, is it out in your area? Okay.
Yeah, it
didn't rain
out
yesterday.
Once
okay.
a day.
All right,
yeah,
so
I
got lag. I'm going to switch a channel. I'm going to go into mine and switch a channel. Know. Hold on. So.
You should probably just do it in between calls. Just keep popping it.
Let me try this.
I can hear you. I'll turn it up and I'll let you know. I have an echo. You were coming out there. Nope, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. You are not audible. I am with an echo. Check. Keep saying stuff. No, just me.
All right, can you hear me now? Should have been able to hear me there, right? I could see my bar moving.
Yes, heard you now.
Okay, let's do the talk again, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Carlito, how would you... did you see the sun come out today?
No.
Okay, did you see it come out yesterday?
No.
Was the sun all blue?
The sun was really orange.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Yeah. So I jumped my mic channel to channel 2. Mm-hmm. And let's just, in the next call, let's kind of see if it works again, right?
If it holds up.
Yeah, because I was working this time too, right? Too bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm just suggesting if that's your fix, if that works to fix it, I would just do it every once in a while, just do that, just in case.
Well, no. All I'm doing in Mixlr is going to one channel or the other. And so I'm not doing anything. I'm getting a mixer soon, an actual mixer, and I'm getting a new mic from RBCP and some other shit. So I'll have a better setup. But for now, my only thing is a fucking little desk mic and a Mixlr. And so,
yeah. Oh, you need a mixer.
RBCP said my problem will go away as soon as I have a mixer, because then I can just run off one channel. Mm-hmm. Okay. So everything still seems good, guys?
Last I checked.
Okay. All right.
I'll keep you advised. If I hear something, do you want me to interrupt the call and just say something really fast?
Say code 7.
I could
just say code 7 or something, right?
Code 7.
You
got it.
All right. I'll do one more time travel call just to kind of... Because the other thing I want to make sure is that because we fixed it on our end... Make sure that when I'm in the middle of a call, there isn't problems. Matter of fact, let's see. I'll find it. Maybe I don't want to blow an idea.
Sounds like you just blew something.
No,
something you can blow.
All right. All right. Hold on. I gotta find. I'm looking for a foreigner, so it doesn't matter if I say weird things.
Call number six.
Number six. Yeah, it didn't matter if I said weird things to him and he spoke great English.
Here, I got somebody.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you'll really enjoy this.
Oh, no, I won't, because it'll probably be some guy that you're racist to.
No. She was the one with the quaint little meth starter home last night.
Okay, the quaint meth starter home? That's an interesting
subject. Here it is.
What's a meth starter home?
Well, the room that she's trying to rent to you for $375 a month that has a sink in your room, a toilet outside, and no fucking shower.
You gotta take the hobo shower at the sink.
Oh, there we are. Okay, I'll get Allie.
She was asking for a lawyer reference and like a landlord reference. I told her she was a picky bitch for trying to rent me this room.
What?
Colin. Hi.
Hello?
Is this Allie? Hi, yes? Do you still have a room for rent? Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. What size is this room?
I haven't measured it.
Ah, shit. Jet lag, shit. Fuck. Rape whistle.
Everyone measures it.
Hey, Allie, you're a picky bitch for $375 wanting me to give you references, you whore.
What the hell, you motherfucker? Go ahead and call again. I'm
going to
call the police.
Hold on. Okay, so I don't know what to do because I know there's only a couple of options I have here. So I'm unsure what I can do. So I have my...
Broadcast through the sloth.
So basically on my Mixler I have my microphone that says mic device, and I have that on channel 2. And then...
I'm curious. Is it fix it again? Right, whatever. Let's get to where there's that where it goes away. Call and see if it starts again. I'm wondering if something funky is going on once you do a Skype. If it kind of junks up your junk,
it must, right?
Yeah, but then maybe we can go into Skype settings and do something.
Okay.
You know,
I was trying to get it earlier when I didn't think that I'd fixed it myself. I was trying to get Sloth, because Sloth is like a magician when it comes to seeing what my issue is. All right, I just need a throwaway number. Anybody got a throwaway number? I don't want to cut into my list.
Yeah, I got
my old throwaway number is gone now.
Okay.
I used to use movie phone.
Okay.
They took it away from phones. You can only go on to it.
Well, that's a stupid thing. It's movie phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
Okay, go throw that in there, and we'll try it again. Sorry, guys. I thought I had it fixed earlier. Prank call me for testing, Jess Stone says. That's an option. Because it would allow us... Okay, so this is Emily. This isn't the same lady, is it?
No, this is a different one.
Okay, because I'm pretty sure she called the cops.
Carlito, click that link of the one I just put in. These motherfuckers should have cleaned up before taking pictures.
10-4 copy that.
It's been deleted.
Honolulu. Yep, deleted.
All right. Pum 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 pum. Somebody get Jaston's number. We'll just call him.
I have an idea, Jared.
Okay.
A possible quick fix for you. Are you on Windows 7 or higher?
Yes, I'm on Windows 7.
Alright, right-click your volume icon in your tray. Okay, go to Recording Devices.
Okay.
Go to the Communications tab.
Got it.
What's selected?
Do nothing.
Okay, never mind. That was my guess.
Okay. God damn it. Anybody got...
Hold on.
Rape whistle.
All right, let's call this number real quick. I was hoping to do a good show before I went off for a week.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
I tried to fix this fucker. And I did a shitload of work today, this week, to get numbers.
Hi.
What do you do?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Yes. What do you do? My name is Jayad. Do you make the pizzas? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And what are your specials?
I'm driver.
Oh, so you drive the pizzas? Okay. All right. Can you hold on a second? I have to adjust my phone. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, is it any better? Can you hear me better? I do want the pizza, but I'm not sure if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So things are good? Chat room, things are good? Okay. Okay. Okay, so what do you do with the pizza when you get it ready? Is it a cooked pizza or take home and oven bake with, you know, grow lights?
My man, I don't have time for that one. I'm pretty busy.
No.
This guy is a banchoed motherfucker. He makes the pizzas up his ass.
Okay. So basically all I did there is I went back to using channel... I went back to... Oh, hold on, let me bring up my mixer. So now I went back into my microphone and I moved it to channels 1 and 2.
Yeah, so you're just... Every time, all you do is you change the channel thing, this channel setting.
Yeah.
Right? All right, yeah, so whenever the call starts ringing, just do that real fast.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
I know, but until you get a mixer, it's a workaround.
Yeah, I suppose. It just makes me mad. And we'll see if this holds up. So, everybody...
I'm just trying to help
you. I know. Yeah, this is your fault. This is your fault, Carlito. I'm going to send you back in time to have sex with your grandmother. All right, let's try that call, okay?
Oh, man.
Go back in time for that.
If you won't do it, I'll do it.
Back to the Future, like, Marty's mom wanted to fuck him, remember that? No one ever talks about the incest.
All right, we're gonna try this one. I hope it stays good.
This should have let him.
Pay attention and just do the rape whistle if the room starts talking, please.
It's code 7.
Code 7, okay. Here we go. And then I'll start sharing the phone. Manaz? Yeah, that's his name. Manaz Chef. Yes, I'm looking for Manaz.
Yes.
Hi. This is Ryan Token. You responded to my Craigslist ad for the time travel experiments.
Yeah, I didn't care about that.
Code 7.
Okay. I'm having a code 7. Can I call you back? Or wait a minute. I have an idea. I may be able to just click some buttons and stop my code 7, and then we can continue the conversation.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Code 7 should be averted. Code 7. It's Manaz, are you there?
Yes.
Am I saying your name right? Is it Manaz?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, actually, you got it right.
Clear.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, let me just ask you a question. Do you have previous experience with time travel?
No, I don't. Can you give me one moment, please? Sorry, I'm going
to talk. Are you having a code 7 too? Just go ahead and click to channel 1. If you just click to channel 1, your code 7 goes away.
Okay. No. Just give me one second. I'm leaving the house.
Okay.
She has a code brown, I think.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I think Dwight's on to something. Okay. I'm glad code 7 was averted. Thank you, all that participated.
It's on its fifth year.
Manaz needs some hold music.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Okay. I understand you probably had to step away from others. Is that what you were doing? You had to step away from the others because you didn't want them to know about the experiment?
No, it was my family. I was on the phone.
Okay.
So, no, I have never had experience with time travel.
Okay, and what do you know about time travel? I need it in four words or less.
Please.
In just four words or less. If you could just tell me what you know about time travel.
innovative. It's quick. It's whatever it is, that time travel. Don't you?
I'm going to have to give you a two-point okay, you're going to give four-word description. Okay, I was going to give you a two-point violation because I heard at least like six or seven words there. So I was actually going to have to move you back 15 yards, but I'll give it. That's just a warning. Four words. Exciting was one. What else do you know?
It is exciting. I'm in the car right now.
You're on the go. Are you trying to travel through time?
innovative.
Okay, yeah, very innovative. Correct. That is a good one. And how about neat? We'll go for neat for your third one. Okay, yeah. Neat it is. And then this one, why don't, because I, not many girls are interested in time traveling, and I like to keep it diverse. Why don't for number four we'll go sparkly? Okay, because sparkly does describe what happens when you time travel. It is sparkly. Are you talking to a time traveler? What? What millennium is that person from that you're talking to?
What is this exactly?
No, sorry. What millennium? You're speaking to somebody else. Is that person from our current millennium? I just need to know because I need to know that a separate time traveling unit is not trying to, trying to mess you up because you do have a destiny of time travel.
Can you explain to me exactly what this is?
Just as my ad says, I pay $1,500 a week for you to help me with time travel. No experience needed. And here we are. So, I mean, are you wondering what the mission will be? What kind of time traveling you'll be doing? This is where it gets interesting, okay? Are you familiar with H.G. Wells?
I'm sorry, with H2O?
No, because that is water. We're all familiar with water. H.G. Wells.
Stupid.
Yeah, okay.
H.G. Wells, well, just for kicks, he was somebody who helped in the Mexican Revolution when Mexico actually attacked Canada and they took over Quebec.
Okay,
so that was H.G. Wells. Well, H.G. Wells, the only reason he was successful at helping Mexico invade Quebec was because people didn't know at the time, but he wore ladies' undergarments underneath his pants. So we're going to do a historical practical joke and see what it does to the time riff. And so we're going to actually have somebody, you particularly, go back, and you're going to, in front of his men when he's doing a big speech, you will appear, you will yank his pants down. They will see his panties, his garter, and his stockings, and then you will come back. And then we will then measure the riff to see how it changes. So it's kind of like a historical practical joke. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's per week. So for that one, you wouldn't make $1,500. You'd probably, if you wanted to break it down by the hour, that's probably like $3 an hour. But I mean, the thing is it's a full-time job that's $1,500 a week, and we're just going to go through history doing historical practical jokes. I mean, for example, do you have anybody in history that you think was a jerk? Do you know anybody who used, like a historical famous person or anything like that?
There are many, but I mean...
How about this one? Because we can go forward and backwards. Are you aware of the election of Bieber? The presidential... Well, of course not. Because you... No. I'm sorry, that was a dumb question. You have no experience in actual time traveling. There was actually, there's actually going to be an election in 2045, and Justin Bieber is going to be the first. God damn it.
They hung up.
Okay. She's gone.
Whatever. She was dumb as shit. I said, you know, H.G. Wells is, you know, the most famous for his time travel book, right? No? Oh, okay. Well, then he was a Mexican who led the war against Canada. Okay? Whatever. Huh. Time cock? That's it. Is that a time cock? Or time cop? Yeah. Okay, who wants to do one?
Time cock.
Okay.
I do.
So did the delay stay away that whole time? Okay. That'll work for now?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
I mean the only other thing we could do besides this is I could have somebody else broadcast, right? That's my only real options. But right. Then it might still not fix it, cuz I may have some other issues that we're just not seeing. So anyways, all right, let's get you one. You're calling Marcos.
Okay.
Correct.
It's $1,500 a week.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Time travel experience. For and the company's name is Time Lark Quantum Experiments. All right.
Okay.
I'll pay attention to the chat room, see if I need to change channels. I shouldn't have to. I don't think. I think all you guys are. You guys are good. I'm going to mute.
Hello?
Yes, hello, sir. You placed an ad regarding... I'm sorry. You responded to an ad regarding time travel?
Yeah, hi. How's it going?
Good. Excuse me. Sorry to bother you at this hour, but we're trying to see if we can get this done before Monday.
Okay,
or at least get someone on board. I'm thank you for being a pioneer in quantum technology. We seem to have been able, well, time travel, to be honest with you, has been possible for the last 12 years. And we're currently in the middle of a time crisis. So we're looking for someone who is willing to go back in time and perform a specific task. And then you will meet up with a rendezvous person who will then get you back into the current time. It'll be like you weren't even gone a second. We'll bring you back right to the moment after you left.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the only concern here is if you happen to see yourself... What we want you to do... is we want to send you back to a period of time last week where you know where you're going to be. We're going to send you back into that time and within 20 meters of that location, and then we need you to gain entry to wherever it is that you know that you were, and then we want you to simply just you need to touch skin to skin. We would say probably hand-to-hand as in a handshake. Or face-to-face. Something where what's going to occur is that the matter, your matter, is going to occupy your own matter at the same time. According to quantum physics, according to physics, it's not supposed to be possible.
Right.
So once you do that, either one or two things is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen, and then you just return. Or there's hopefully what we calculate to be an 8.29% chance that you will cause some type of time cataclysm explosion, which will radiate out to what we think will be about 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then in that case, you wouldn't come back, but then we would be able to monitor from here. And if we notice the shift or that you exploded, then we would know that that's something that we can't do.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do you have fillings? Fillings?
None at all.
Any missing teeth?
No, nothing at all.
Okay. Do you have any metal hardware in any of your limbs, any of your body?
Neither.
Do you have a pacemaker or any other type of nuclear device?
Neither.
Okay. Would you be willing to put stuff? All right. We can only. It's only possible to transport your body itself. Mm-hmm. So you will go back and you will have no clothes on. I don't know if you've ever seen the Terminator movies.
I have.
It's just like that. So when you go back in time, you're not going to have any clothes on. Mm-hmm. However, you can still bring items that you will absolutely need, including we have the complete mission dossier, the complete instructions. It has maps to the backup location for you to get back in the other time machine that we built in the past. But that's going to have to go inside your rectum. Now we provide a condom capsule, and we'll provide you with water-based lubricants to use to insert that. You can tie it yourself, pack it yourself. We can help you out and however you need best to do that. Also, another effect of the time travel is that all your hair will singe off. We'll have to shave your head so that your hair doesn't catch on fire, and any excess body hair in your body, but the rest of it, whatever's facing outside, will likely singe off.
Okay.
Okay. Some people get alarmed that the smoking, the smell might turn you off a little bit, but the first thing you need to do is find clothes. That's the most important thing, is to find clothing.
Of course.
Okay. Do you think you know of a time and place that you will be? Or were at?
I have a couple of in mind that I would think about.
Like where? Like where?
Grocery store.
You were at the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
When?
You're talking about a week ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at a grocery store on Saturday at around 7:15 to buy some. It was actually to buy some milk.
You think you'd be able to find yourself?
Yeah, I would. I would remember.
How do you think you're going to handle it when you see yourself like that?
Well, I have an open mind, so I think I would be able to handle it quite clear. Like I wouldn't panic. There wouldn't be any disruptions.
I'll let you know that 15% of the people who have seen themselves have passed out. 20% of them have actually had a nervous breakdown.
No, I'm pretty sure I handle everything with ease. I take everything with a good amount of thinking before anything absurd like that happens.
And you think you'll shake your hand?
Most unlikely.
Okay, all right, okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to direct our guy to have... There's a gentleman who's going to be a senator in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but he's just a college student right now. So what we're going to do is direct him into that grocery store. And when you shake hands with yourself, hopefully, if you explode, if you create the temporal explosion, it'll likely take out the entire shopping complex. There will be an EMP blast that'll fry any electronics that aren't shielded or underground or grounded properly for about a mile.
Okay.
Yeah. So I need you to understand that if our calculations are correct, there's about a 20-something percent chance that you're not going to come back.
That's fine with me.
But no one's going to be able to explain why this future senator is not going to be able to start the second civil war.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually the war between the West and the East.
All right.
There's going to be a civil war. The country splits at the Mississippi River, and then they start fighting with each other.
Okay.
All right. Just in case, let me put on Mr. McClanahan. He is one of the lead engineers. He needs to get some measurements from you, of your body.
Perfect.
All right. Dwight? Maybe someone else can. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Can you hear anything off?
This is Dr. Sinclair.
Yeah, Dr. Sinclair's here. Here's our lead physicist. Yeah. he can take down the information and pass it on to the engineer.
Marcos, I've been listening to the call, so I have some information already on you. What I do need to know is exactly what's your height, approximately? All right, and 5'9" weight.
167.
And then because of, as Mr. Dr. Cross explained to you about keeping the manifest and all that, I mean, would okay.
Code 7.
1 second. We are having a code 7. Please.
Yeah, there's someone coming back.
One second. Don't hang up, sir.
The powered matrix.
Okay, I think the code 7 is better now.
Yeah, we're clear.
Okay, code 7, good. All right.
Okay.
All right, the Dr. Cross, can you verify code 7 is correct?
Yeah, I just got word. Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
They came back safe.
Yep. Sorry about that, Marcos. We have some weird stuff that happens sometimes, but we try to monitor it. So basically, are you keeping the manifest? Do you actually? Are your anal muscles able to open and retract normally?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, are you good with this? This has been 90% of the people who turn down this experiment, they turn it down because of the way that items must be carried through the portal.
It's not a problem.
Okay, excellent. So, all right, what size are your shoes?
9.5.
And so then your penis is approximately 1/4 of that, based on studies, or a half?
I'm sorry, you're saying what again? Sorry,
penis, penis size? Because 9.5, so then you, based on the general rule, cut that in half, divide it by 2, sometimes multiply it by 2, so that would take me back to basically, about 4.75, 4.75.
Yeah, certain races you multiply.
Yeah.
And I can tell you in inches, it's 5 inches.
Okay, perfect.
Sir, I know it sounds
non-erect.
Sir, I know it sounds silly, but the reason we ask is because we have to have precise measurements for the matrix that we open up to send
it.
If it's short by anything, you will lose a limb. You will lose appendages.
And this because it all starts out with a computer simulated program. So we basically need an absolute simulation of your body. So the portal, because.
I dropped.
Son of a bitch. Seriously? We're calling him back.
Maybe
that might
my
be
fault.
A dropped call, actually. Yeah. He seemed really into it.
He's really
into it. All right, I got to switch channels.
But it was dragging out with me. I had
my own hold hand.
On. Got to switch channels to keep this going. I'm all ready to switch channels.
This have dialed is
God
not available or has.
Let's try him again.
Did you send him in fucking time already?
I know. That's what I was going to ask him if he was attacked by time lurchers.
Time bandits.
Time bandits.
Time larkers. The time bandits got him. Chirpa, though, he's like, yes, I understand the mission.
I'm glad to know his penis size is 5 inches. Not erect. Not erect.
Yeah, he could go back with an erection.
Damn it, I was gonna send him back to have sex with his grandmother, too. We're going to try him again in a little bit, okay?
An experiment.
Dude, I can't believe that you said to him, there, If you explode, and we hope you do, then he'll take out everything in the facility of the store. Okay.
What about when he was like, "I don't care if I don't come back."
Dude, does he understand that's $1,500? I think that's why he's either toying with us or he's fucking crazy. And you never know, right?
A 1 mile EMP.
If he fucking blows up, that's fantastic. We don't have to pay him.
Yeah, I know. It's $1,500 we get to go and buy some beer with. Maybe
because some college kid gets taken out in a grocery store.
Oh, here's this guy. I bet you he's fun too. His actual response was, "Hi, I'm very interested in this time travel experiment. I'm aware of space time, the fourth dimension." that's what it's revealed.
I've been there, yo.
I'm aware of space.
I've experienced time.
He's, you know, and he put
time to fuck himself.
He put space time. You know, space time is, you know, one word. So apparently he reads enough to understand a little bit of what Einstein called the same thing, space right? Time. And then, but how does that sentence even flow? I'm very interested in this time travel experiment. I'm aware of space time. Period. The fourth dimension. Period. Okay. Let's ride on this.
You know, SpaceTime would be a good name for Apple, like an iOS app.
All right. I'm going to, and his name's Rogers. He put his name down as Rogers, okay? Not Roger, Rogers. So.
Keep saying Roger that.
Roger. Okay. I'm getting sick of fucking me not being able to. That sucks, dude. Okay. Because, you know, I feel like it, because my bullshit, that call didn't work out, and I already have it marked as one I wanted to keep. Fucking Christ. All right, let's do a call. Who wants this one?
I'll do it.
So Aspa, who wants in with Aspa? This is going to be Rogers, so he's probably crazy.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rogers, all right, and Gerdo. Cool. Okay. Or Rogers and Gardner. I asked what
his name is. Rogers.
He put his name as Rogers. So, okay. All right. It's all you.
Cactal appendage making good points. Trevor.
Hi, thanks for calling. I can't take your call right now, so please leave your name and a brief message, and I'll get back with you.
Calling him right
fuck
back.
Fuck shit.
In the fuck, he's in the fucking.
What did you say the industries
the
were?
Yeah. Time Larking Quantum Experiments.
Arby's earthquake idea is good.
Hi, thanks for calling. I can't take your call right now.
Right, I'll jump to another one for you guys.
All right.
I'm going to italicize him just so. This is Carlos. All right.
Hold on.
All right. Oh, shit, it's jumping around. There you guys go. That was weird, because I didn't do it. Call right back.
What a shit.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
I'll call right back.
Shit.
He must have just made a call or something.
Sometimes it's just weird timing like that. I can't wait to have this Mixler, because...
I'm getting an echo.
Great.
No, sorry. I had two windows open.
Oh, Gordo.
I can't wait to get my Mixler, because then I can start playing with all my sound effect ideas. Because I'm, to be goddamn honest, I'm having trouble continuing to come up with Craigslist ideas. I try hard every week to come up with new ones. Eventually, well, there's some things I plan on revisiting, like the Halloween.
Yeah, I was going to say, can't
just
recycle
that. I want to be the guy who
start from the very beginning.
Had new ideas. And then shot myself the week I couldn't think of anything.
What are you trying to say? I do blog talk.
Have you kept notes, Jayad? There you go. You're good. Let's go to the first ones and catch up. You're good to go.
And I've done that.
Your call has been forwarded to
another one. Awesome. I've done that a little bit. Like, you know, I've revisited stuff. The psychic stuff I revisited, and that turned out pretty good.
It's like watching Star Trek: The Next Generation. That's all right. How I do it.
Yes.
Chronological.
It's exactly like that.
And it's like, and then the it's always thing. Like a new one.
Have you seen the new Blu-rays?
I've seen of them, yeah, but
they're all right, beautiful. Here you go.
The case? Are the cases cool? I gotta check this out. That's right. I
heard of the cases. There you go.
Okay.
Boy.
They're released season by season, so there's not like a total box set yet.
Yeah, that first season was so shitty, though, man.
Not gonna argue with you there.
I want to have the first two seasons so I could watch out those together. And be...
Yo.
Hello, is this Bobby?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling you from the Time Larking Quantum Experiments Machine. You respond to an ad that we placed for a time travel experiment?
Oh, yes, I did.
All right. Well, would you like to hear about what we're trying to do here?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We're looking to hire some people for a time travel experiment with our latest scientifically sound time machine. We've managed to find a hole in modern quantum physics whereby we trade matter from the present time with the time in the past. During the experiment, we will be able to transport yourself and the second time machine so you can, you know, come back. The only problem, of course, is that the actual size of the time machine has to occupy the same space as something else in the past. So, we like to try and start you with...
I guess these people just...
Yeah.
Okay.
That was
so
going
we've been
well.
Hung up on a lot, but all these motherfuckers responded. You know what I mean? Read the ad. Don't just say, I want $1,500.
Yeah.
God damn idiots. We're calling them back and yelling at him.
Just see the dollars. So.
I can't because I got to switch channels.
All the dollar bills, y'all.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
I'll fucking yell at him.
I'm going to go back 3 days and kick your fucking ass.
Wasting our time. We have a time.
Hold on. I got this.
I'm going to go back in time.
I'm going to go back in time.
I got it. I got it.
Recording. You may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Bobby. Why did you respond to this ad if you were just going to waste our time? Matter of fact, you know what? I've had it with you. You're an asshole. You've always been an asshole, so I feel okay about this. I'm going to actually get in my time machine right now. I'm going back 4 days, and I'm going to kick your fucking ass, okay? For wasting my time and applying to my goddamn ad. So I'm going to go back 4 days when you were going to go, oh, I want to time travel and put this goddamn guy through hell. And I'm just going to punch you right in the fucking mouth, okay? I'll see you in the past.
Mr. Sinclair? Real quick, apparently your mission failed because you don't make it back. We just found out from the future.
Okay, scratch that. I'm not going to kick your ass, but you know what? I'm going to give you a bad rating on Yelp. Okay?
You can put a booger on his doorknobs.
Yep. Okay, yep. All right, I went back 3 days and guess what? You now have an upper decker in your toilet. I shit in the top of your toilet, Dick. Alright, whatever.
Right. You should have told him that, like, you were going to go back in time to the time where he's about to pick up the phone, and you're going to slap the phone out of his fucking hand and then backhand him one.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Or you say, actually, you die in the past.
I know, Aspen didn't sound unprofessional or anything. He just said, I don't believe in time travel, I just believe in getting $1,500.
I'm gonna get my time back, motherfucker. I'm gonna go back to when you sent that email, and I'm gonna choke you with my microphone cord. All
right, I'm gonna jump subjects. I'm gonna go to human evolution. Okay. I'm gonna go to human evolution. I gotta remember to switch channels. Don't forget to code 7 if need be. I'll wait for him to pick up, and then I'll switch channels. So that's just so fucking gay. I'm so mad at this. Because I don't know why this shit ain't working right for me. I don't have any other options unless I can start switching. And it's like, It just sucked because I didn't really do anything to start with. I just fucked up, and now I can't get it right.
Possible code 7. Not,
well, yeah, I haven't changed.
Not concurred yet.
Ruins my night. In all honesty, it's like, God damn it!
Please leave your message for 602812.
All right, fucking people.
I'm picking up on a code brown right now.
Oh, fuck yeah!
You might want to leave that where you found it.
I'm just going to be mean to people. That's going to be my new prank phone call. I'm just going to be mean to people. No more elaborateness, just mean.
Yay.
Yeah.
Welcome to my room, motherfucker. Fucking dick loops.
Yep, you're stealing my bit.
My mouth tastes like olive oil.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 626.
The only other thing I'm wondering is it fucking up because I have so many people on? But that doesn't make any sense, right? We'd all be fucked up then.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the quality would sound shitty too. Sounds fine to me.
Okay, let's call this guy and see if I can get him to answer a fucking human genome. I just hate this. I can't be like prepared and looking at. I can't be prepared and looking at my shit because I got to be waiting on to fucking switch channels. So stupid.
It was sounded fine on Mixlr. I listened to it my whole way home.
What did?
The show?
No. I know. Everybody else sounds good. It's me. When I got to switch channels every time I call, or it lags out. It's so fucking stupid. Oh, shit, who is this? Fucking serious. Nobody wants to fucking answer their stupid phone. Alright, Bubby, calling you. Just rolling through my numbers. I'm looking for Bobby.
Who's calling, please?
This is Ryan Token. Bobby had responded to a Craigslist ad that I had posted.
Yeah, hold on for just a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Bobby?
Yeah.
Hi, Bobby. This is Ryan Token. He responded to our Craigslist ad about the human evolution experiments for $12,000 a month.
Wait, the what?
A human evolution experiment, $12,000 per month from the Geno Larkin lab.
Yeah.
All right, so you did respond to this Craigslist ad?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay, you sounded just confused at first, so I wasn't sure. Okay.
I was trying to remember, and I'm actually, hold on a second, I was right in the middle of doing something.
Oh, that...
Okay, calm down.
That, I understand.
So we can put this aside.
Yep, I understand. All right, tell me when you're ready.
Yeah, let me get something to write with. Yeah, let me find out what all this entails.
Okay, well, I'll just get into some basic details. I'm sure you are familiar with, you know, like the kind of... are in general, science's advancement in being able to change genes of people, the genomes, and being able to, you know, just, you know, we're able to make tomatoes grow in better climates. We're able to, you know, make chickens grow feathers on their legs. There's a lot of interesting experiments that have been done, and we are looking, you know, to
scientific evolution.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's actually, if you need the name, it's the Genome Larking Lab, and we've actually been approved by the, you know, by the federal government that we can move forward with testing now. So, you know, I mean, and some people were giving their muscle tone stronger, so they're able to run faster, jump higher. Other people were improving their body's ability to burn calories so they could eat more and not gain weight. Other people we've been able to basically do surgery-free plastic surgery, so to say, like, you know, make it so their jaws change to the shape they want, or their nose, you know, like a that kind of a thing, or lips, you know, different things like that. But with you, we actually have what we have open right now. It's a very interesting one. We actually want to go ahead and give you a dick nose and some pussy lips. So give you a dick nose and some pussy lips. It's a very attractive concept of people.
This sounds like you pulled my leg away.
No, not at all. I mean. It's just, you know, and the thing is, it doesn't have to be permanent, but what we find is, you know, in all likeliness, you'll like it. You'll like having a dick nose and pussy lips. It'll make you feel special. Maybe we'll add some gills. You know, I'm going to get really creative with you. I'm going to put many vaginas on your face, and you can become a glory hole king. Okay.
It sounds like you're pulling my leg.
What? What? Wait, let me do that again. Double take. What? Let me do a spit take. What? That's bullshit. This is real science. Pay attention. So, you're going to come in? We can go ahead and give you 12th. Okay.
He hung up.
He's gone. We lost
this the sounds like you're pulling my
no
leg.
No shit. You mean right when I said dick nose and
this
pussy
lips?
This is
not a natural pull.
We can call him Fuckface.
Okay, so there's the idea for that. All right. I guess I'll do one more of these and I'll pass it on to everybody else. What was that guy's name?
Dick Lips.
Bobby.
Yep.
Damn it, Bobby.
Damn it.
Bobby.
So if you punched him in the mouth, yes. You'd be fisting him.
I knew that was going to be a short one. But I thought it was a hilarious idea to tell somebody you're going to give him a dick nose and pussy lips. So I had to do it.
His breath always smells like fish.
Alright, Alan, you son of a bitch. Now I'm going to have to jump channels, you cocksucker. God damn you for being a prank victim. Funny, he went and got a piece of paper. He's starting to take notes. Well, back to what I was doing.
This just reinforces how upset they must get when they figure it out. Damn it, I got a paper now.
Hi, you've reached Alan Hoffman's cell phone number. Sorry, I missed your call. Please leave a message. Thank you.
We'll call Matt. Looks like Hillock's having a good time. And there's pictures of Amsterdam's.
Yeah. I'm happy for him. He's having a lot of fun, man. You can tell.
Yeah.
Eating some cool food.
Free beer. I was surprised. Goddamn Americans are spoiled there.
Looks like he got that upgrade I told him to try to get on the plane.
Hi, I was looking for Matt.
Yes, Matt?
Hey, Matt. This is Ryan Tolkien. He responded to the Craigslist ad that we had posted for the human evolution experiments.
What's up with that?
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you. First of all, we've had a lot, you know, pretty much at this point, we're 100% successful in using, you know, any kind of genetic modifications in humans. If you do this, you wouldn't be the first round of experiments, basically. So, we had some issues, you know, 10 years ago, but now we're to the point where it works out real well. So, do you have an idea how, you know, genetic modifications work or anything like that? I mean,
no.
Okay.
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Well, basically, everybody has DNA. I'm sure you've heard of that term, right? And DNA basically has a bunch of on and off switches. So, and so you can go in there and
what's the goal? What are you trying to achieve?
Straight to the point. Okay, all right. Well, what we're trying to do, this is actually for a Hollywood project. Are you familiar with the show with the famous 1987 movies, The Goonies?
The Goonies?
Yes, The Goonies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you heard or not, but they're actually producing a Goonies 2. They're making a Goonies 2. Well, the problem is the current cast is all grown up, and you know, so how do you make a sequel when your cast has changed and grown up? Well, that's when they got a hold of us. What they want us to do is actually use all these on and off switches that are in people's DNA and actually turn people into, you know, to look like the original Goonie members. So what we are going to do is we are actually looking for, you know, to replace the four boys. And so basically if you agreed to this, it should take you about 3 months, so you would earn about $36,000 plus, you know, for that's just for the changing. Then you would also get paid by the movie, which I don't work out those contracts. You'd work that out with them. But basically what we end up doing is, you know, let's say we pick Chunk, right? Let's say we want you to go Chunk. Then we would actually add proteins in your DNA, you know, to turn on and off different switches, and then we would make you, it takes about 3 weeks to finish the transformation, but you would look like Chunk. And so now you could be Chunk in Goonies 2. It really is. I mean, we've done similar things, like just, but not to this extreme, and Hollywood is actually now knocking on our door with a ton of money to get us to actually, you know, do this. This is the first time we've ever done it for a movie. I don't know what they would pay.
So where do you do it all that?
In our lab, yep. The transformation takes about 3 weeks, but you would probably hold that character for 2 to 3 months, you know, that change. And we could change it back. I mean, unless all of a sudden you wanted to look like Chunk, you could stay looking like Chunk, right? From the lab, you'll be receiving $36,000 or roughly thereabout. I mean, it depends on how soon we change it back. And then plus any movie rights or pay that you get there. But, you know, the big thing is you know, to get you.
That's the end game, though.
So we're going to go genetically modify your body so they can successfully make a Goonies 2 because they failed to make one in the early 80s or the mid 80s. So it's the only way to really make it, because otherwise they're going to just have different actors in there, and it's going to be like when they tried to do A Christmas Story 2. You know, like 20 years later, and it was just horrible, and it didn't make any sense. It was just dumb. They shouldn't have done it. And so you know, Spielberg is actually, you know, going to change this up. He's going to actually genetically modify people to look like the original cast. Would you be interested in being Chunk?
No, not an actor, bro. I wouldn't even know what the fuck to do.
His lines are easy. His, you know, hey, you guys!
Right. Yeah, but I'm
you
not.
Know, and, yeah, and so we yeah, just make your face look all crooked and weird for a while.
Right.
Okay, so you're in?
Okay, cool.
No, I'm not. No, man. I was interested to check it out. What it was you were doing, but yeah,
sir, I'm sorry. Are you? Hi. This is Mr. Cross. I'm also an associate of Mr. St. Clair's. Are you familiar with Mr. John Holmes, former actor John Holmes?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't have to act in that case. It's really you would just have to have sex. But we would actually make you out to look just like John Holmes at the peak of his career. You would have the, you know, 14-inch penis and everything.
Right.
And we would, instead of having to digitize, we can actually use you to make new John Holmes movies. You know how kind of like how Tupac is kind of back now in hologram form and Michael Jackson?
Right. You guys are going to make a new one?
Yeah, we're gonna release like brand new, never seen before John Holmes pornography, gay pornography videos, and we'll have you in it.
It's just straight.
It's not actually gay.
Yeah, no one's gonna know. Yeah, we reverse it after you're done.
Yeah.
Oh, right,
and we
right.
can actually modify the like gene to make you want to be gay, yeah. So it makes it a little easier for you to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, nah, man, I'm not interested in that. But thanks for calling me back, man. Let me know what that shit is about.
Shit!
You don't want a 14-inch penis? And
no,
have all...
I got a 10-inch one. I'm good.
That thing's
14.
Yeah. Sounds good, bro. They're just starting
come on,
crazy
don't do
with
it.
That.
Don't do it. Okay, come on. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You're a lying motherfucker.
All right.
Bag it.
I've got a 10 already, you lying cocksucker.
John Holmes.
I'm going to give you the extra four so you can fuck yourself.
Dude, now I'm having an idea of John Holmes being
just
a hologram,
be sex
like
on
Duke
stage.
Rock.
Well, that's what I was saying. I'm like, we could tell him that that's not the real Brad Pitt running around, that we've went and cloned him, basically. He said the real one died years ago.
Like Paul McCartney, supposedly, the real one's dead.
We need another Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
we could always use a double. Dude, you get to fuck Angelina. She don't know he's dead.
It's easier to actually kill the actor.
I guess we'll never. I guess we're just doomed to have a really shitty Goonies 2 movie. I guess nobody's going to let us genetically modify them to be Chunk. What was
do the truffle shuffle, motherfucker?
There was a Goonies 2 for
but they are, believe it or not, they really are making a Goonies 2. If you guys didn't know, yeah. All right, now.
Oh God!
And they can't even bring back the original actor. A couple of those guys might look a little bit similar, but not really. You know what I mean? And Chunk, the fat kid, is actually a really skinny Hollywood lawyer now. So they're sure in hell ain't getting him in there.
Which one of the Coreys?
Corey Feldman
was in that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Feldman that was
and
in
he
that
kinda,
one?
I don't know, he kind of, I just because you know who he is throughout the years, you could still say, oh yeah, it's Corey Feldman. But, I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to fucking get some other kids? Are they going to, is it going to, they might as well remake it. No, it's a sequel.
I was
going to
say,
sequel,
they got to reboot it, right? That's got to be
Spielberg.
The plan. So it's going to be like the Tron sequel where it's the kid that takes over.
You can't be out hunting for the same fucking treasure.
Did they? That's already filmed?
They filmed it here in Indiana. Yep, they filmed it here at Culver Academy.
Code 7. Carlito is lagged behind Gion. Code 7.
I don't know how long this show is going to be, guys.
George, and George.
All right, I switched channels again. It should be fixed. But
all of them are George.
Even the girls are George.
I don't know if
you're
going to
remake different strokes.
Yeah. But he's an entrepreneur. Inventor.
Or Webster.
Alright, guys. So who wants to? We got. We still have the other two ideas that are on tap, but we have human evolution. Anybody want one?
I'll take one.
Alright.
Evolve them out of pain.
I think Axpa and I should take this.
Okay.
To evolve their cock size to be like John Holmes. But they have to agree to sign up for adult movies.
Alright, there you guys. And I'm so bummed about this fucking delay. Like, I was so excited about this show, and it's totally shut me down. It's like, cocksucker, man.
Aww.
And it's just
you have reached the voicemail box.
I work my fucking ass off all week to sit and come up with ideas and, you know, fucking write down numbers, and then this garbage.
We can make somebody not feel pain, and we can test
throwing rocks at their face.
That's stupid, but it's funny. See if they'll let you throw rocks at their... But tell them you have to... Tell them you have to do a... what's that beginning test called? A...
aptitude?
No, the test you do in the beginning to make sure...
glucose.
No. Like you do an initial test to set a...
semen motility?
Yeah, that's the word. Jesus Christ.
What, a baseline
yeah,
test?
Baseline.
Viability?
Baseline. So you got to let them... We're not going to give you any medicine. We're going to hit you in the face of a rock. So we have a good solid baseline. Then we'll give you...
You have
then we'll give you the
voicemail.
Medicine and we'll hit you in the face
fucking
of the rock.
Hell.
Hey, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable after your vasectomy. Did they have you?
Care,
did they check
it.
To make sure all the sperm
not
was
yet.
Gone?
That's 6 weeks.
Really?
And
but
six
they
weeks
will.
And 12 weeks.
Ah, so you're gonna,
every
gonna
night.
Masturbate.
Yeah, I was gonna say I haven't noticed any difference.
It's still just as cheery.
Yeah.
You are a bizarre motherfucker. Even before the show started, he just kept making comments about us. Do you have Snapchat? He asked me because we sent each other dick pics. And you should get Snapchat okay. So we can sit and send each other dick pics. Like, what?
He does that like on prank calls.
You,
and we talk
you didn't
to a girl
say
like,
no
hey,
though.
I didn't say
Snapchat?
No.
The door's,
yeah, the
door's still open.
I haven't decided. Okay. That's funny.
Hello?
Hi, Dwayne?
This is Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne. This is Dr. Geithner from the Genome Larking Lab.
Mm-hmm.
The Genome Larking Lab. You answered our Craigslist ad regarding the next step in human evolution.
Okay.
So I was just calling to tell you a little bit more about that. I'm sorry?
It paid $12,000 a month.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Well, I was just calling to do some pre-qualification checks. Can I get some basic information about you, Dwayne? Can you give me your age,
okay.
Height, and weight, please?
I'm 60 years old. I'm 5'8", and I weigh 170 pounds.
Okay, and is that clothed or unclothed?
Yes,
without
clothes. That's fully clothed.
Okay. And are you familiar with what we do here at the Genome Marking Lab?
What? No.
Okay, well, why don't I tell you a little bit about what we do. We basically believe that the next step in human evolution is going to be driven by scientific advancement. So we believe that humans are going to take full control over their own evolution. Some of the things that we've pioneered are penile implants. We've also... you're familiar with the Afghanistan and Iraq wars, correct?
Yeah,
you're
with Afghanistan and Iraq wars.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
Okay, and you know soldiers are coming back and they're requiring amputations and things like that. We're working on regenerating limbs for those soldiers. Right now, we're only able to regenerate small appendages. It's actually strictly related to the genitals, but we've been able to not only regrow lost penile appendages, but also enhance them and elongate them up to 12 inches, and that's flaccid. One of the partners on the research team with me, let me go ahead and grab him.
Scott?
Hello.
Scott, this is one of the candidates. His name is Dwayne, and he was just curious about what we're doing here at Genome Larking Labs.
Hello, Dwayne? Sir?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
I'm trying to figure where you're going with this conversation.
All right. Well, we can actually provide a lot of enhancements to your life. One of the things that we're actually trying right now, aside from the recreation of destroyed limbs, is the creation of a, well, recreation of a human tail. So far, we've managed to get people with a 6-inch tail, and they're actually able to use it as a secondary or appendage. They can actually use it to swing themselves from trees like a monkey would. That's one thing that we're trying out. Right now we're trying to get people to get a 3-foot human tail so they can actually use it for day-to-day use. What would you... Are you looking for a specific type of enhancement to your life?
No, I don't know. I fill out lots of surveys on Craigslist and stuff. I'm just still trying to remember what this is all about.
Dwayne, this is a medical experimentation. It's basically a clinical trial that pays $12,000 per month. It's not without risks, but it's also with the possibility of great benefit to you, not only in your professional life, but also your personal life. Is that your Wi-Fi here in the background, or?
That's my wife in the background, yeah.
Would it be possible to speak to her for a moment?
Sure, she's trying to help me understand because I'm deaf. There,
oh, I see, sure. I see. Yes.
Okay.
Hi, ma'am. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. My name is Dr. Geithner. Your husband had responded to... basically, we're looking for candidates for a clinical trial. We're working on genetic enhancements through the Genome Marking Institute.
Yeah, I've listened to everything that you said up to this point, so you don't have to repeat what you're
saying. Excellent. Okay. And I understand Dwayne is a little hard of hearing, so maybe you can decide this for him. We have a couple trials coming up. One is a genital enhancement. So not only would it elongate and greatly strengthen his genitalia, but as my associate was stating, it would also function as a tail that he would be able to increase his mobility. He'd be able to lift extremely heavy objects with it, as well as, you know, it would enhance his sexual performance. That's primarily the one we're recruiting for right now. And as I said, it does pay $12,000 a month.
Okay.
So what do I have to do to get the $12,000 a month?
Well, basically we need to remove your existing penis, and it needs to be implanted inside of your body. Typically we utilize the rectal opening for that. And then we're going to bathe it in stem cells for the next 3 months to actually increase its size and strength, when it will then be reattached, you know, in its former place, removed from your rectum and reattached to where it started out.
Okay, I don't think I'm interested in getting that.
But the thing is, sir, the thing is... My associate can maybe explain further. The $12,000 is paid up front, before the procedure is actually done.
Have you done this procedure to yourself?
Yes, actually, all the other scientists working on the team have performed this procedure on themselves. Unfortunately, I was one of the earlier candidates, so they were only able to extend my penis to 8 inches. We've only recently... you know, had the breakthrough that's going to allow us to reach 12 inches. And my penis only lifts up to 200 pounds, so I've used it to move refrigerators, I've used it to move my washer and dryer, you know, and my girlfriend, she's, you know, she loves it. She wouldn't change it for the world. So... I mean, it's really enhanced every aspect of my life. And my associate, maybe he could tell you a little bit about his personal experiences with it. Scott?
Oh, okay. Yes.
I just really don't want you to cut anything off and try to put something back on, I guess.
Well, sir, it's going to be placed, like I said, inside your rectum. It's not going to cause... It shouldn't cause any interference with your normal bodily functions. You'll still, you know, pass waste as you do normally. As it grows inside of you, you may feel more pressure when you go to have bowel movements, but it shouldn't interfere with any functions.
Okay, well, if you come up with a different study, let me know. But I don't want to do this one.
Do you say you're partially deaf? You're partially deaf. Now, what we can actually offer is bat-like hearing. What we can actually do is implant genes from a bat into your genome. In turn, you'd be able to hear things again, much better than you are right now. With that, we can actually offer you up to $16,000 a month.
What was that now? I didn't hear.
We can offer you $16,000 a month to implant the genes of a bat into your hearing center of your brain. We would also have to collect your guano for study, which is your fecal matter, as we would with the bats that we take the genome from.
So you're going to inject something into my hearing?
Right, we're going to repair your hearing.
Okay. Well, I got cochlear implants. I don't have any hearing.
No hearing with the implants, really. Well, this is something we can definitely try and repair. The one thing we have to let you know...
What happens if it doesn't work? What do I wind up with? Nothing.
If you're starting with nothing and you end up with nothing, you're still left with nothing, but you have $16,000 a month for the time we spend trying to help you out.
Okay, but how much time does this take from my schedule?
No more than 3 months, sir.
Okay, what do you mean by 3 months? Because I work full time.
Well,
I mean, I can go see the doctor every day, but I can't stop working for 3 months.
Right, no. Luckily, we don't have to see you every single day. The injections would only be once a week. So at the end of every week, we would be able to give you a paycheck, essentially, for doing our medical study on you. 2 weeks a year, and 1 week in a month, we would actually have to check you out just to make sure afterward that nothing has gone wrong. The one thing we have to disclose to you is that the way that we inject the genome into you is through the use of bat semen, which is how we actually harvest the genome and inject it into the human genome.
Okay, I'm not quite understand. Must be something that I don't understand. I mean, you're injecting me with something. Okay,
it's
so there must
sir,
be some side effects or something.
No, bat semen is well known in the scientific community because it's incredibly high in stem cell concentration. So that's actually what we'll be irrigating your ears with.
Okay, so there's a high concentration of what?
Stem cells, sir.
Okay, and what does that do?
Stem cells can regenerate the broken down cells inside the inner ear, which would in turn restore your hearing.
Okay.
Now, we do have actual patients that have restored hearing that had some form of hearing loss, whether it be destruction of the eardrum or destruction of the cells in the inner ear, where cochlear implants actually did fail for them. So you may be a prime candidate for the study.
Okay. Well, is there somewhere that I can sit down and talk to somebody in person instead of over the phone?
Yes, we do have our branch.
I don't do very well over the phone.
What city are you in, sir?
I live in Mesa, Arizona.
Okay. We have Dr. St. Clair, I believe, in Arizona. Let me see if I can go ahead and get him on the line. Hold, please. One moment. Go ahead, Dr. Sinclair.
Yes, this is Dr. Sinclair.
This is Dwayne. He'd applied for one of the medical studies, and he had some questions for you.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Which study? Was it the ears?
The bat hearing restoration. Yes.
Okay. Yes, Dwayne, you had questions.
Okay. Well, I just was asking if there was someone that I'm hard of hearing. I have 2 cochlear implants, but I still don't hear very good. If somebody could explain this to me in person rather than over the phone.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, we could definitely do it in person. Just so you know, it's a pretty simple procedure. There isn't a whole lot of danger to it. Basically, what I'm going to have to end up doing, in short, is we use bat semen to lubricate your ear, but we actually cut off a section of your genitals and penis, and we put the nerves into your ear, which helps restore that. So basically, you end up with a dick in your ear, and then you can hear a lot better than today. So, I mean, that's the synopsis. I mean, it's a little more complicated than that, but that's the easy way to sell it.
You're gonna cut my pants off and stick it in my ear?
Correct. Correct. You are correct, sir. We are going to cut your penis off. We are going to put it in your ear, and you will be able to hear like you are 18 years old again.
Okay, but what about my penis? I like it where it's
at.
Well,
we can go ahead and give you a vagina down there if you want.
What?
Well, I'm going to guess you're into vaginas, right? You have a wife. Well, now you both will have vaginas, and you can scissor. You can actually scissor, and you can rub your vaginas together. Okay?
Is this a joke?
No. This is top-notch scientific, evolution of man, So anyways, and I would actually like to film you and your wife scissoring with your new man vagina. And then your dick hanging out the side of your ear. That would make a great porno. It would make me very horny, and I'd masturbate right while I watched. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I gotta break into this call. I'm sorry. I don't think this is the doctor that we were supposed to get on the line.
There must be more than one Dr. Sinclair. I'm
this
sorry about that,
not.
Sir. Let me go ahead and see if I... Let me double-check the number.
That person was very rude and very... Yeah, I don't think he was a doctor.
Well, I think the issue is... I think you may have misunderstood what he was saying. What he wants to do is basically remove your penis and then place the nerves and stem cells into your ear. So, I mean,
okay, why does
there's
everything
nothing...
have to be with taking off my penis? I have bad ears. I don't have a bad penis.
Sir.
You've got to leave my penis alone and work on my ears.
Sir, hi, I'm sorry. This is Dr. Cross. I think I can answer that question for you. I'm the lead hearing doctor. You had a question about why it always has to do with your penis. You have a working penis, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and the ears aren't working. The hairs, the little microscopic hairs inside your ear are no longer responding correctly, so they can't send you the sound into your brain to be interpreted, right?
Okay.
Okay, so right. What we need to do is we put the penis on the left ear, and your ear will grow pubic hairs, and then you'll be able to hear again. Then we remove the penis from the left ear, put it to the right ear 6 months later. The penis, you grow pubic hairs inside your ears, and then that's it. And then you have the option of we can either throw the penis away, we can attach it to the back of your neck, or put it back down where your genitals are. Or you can stay with just a woman's vagina, and...
Okay, why in the world do I want to take my penis off in the first place?
Because you want to hear, sir. You want to hear. We're just trying to help you.
Okay. I'd rather be completely deaf and have a penis than you not will, have a penis.
But, sir, you will have a penis. You will have a penis. It's going to be on your head for a year, and then we'll put it back wherever you want. We can put it on your fist. We can put it on your elbow.
I don't want any studies. I don't want any studies that involve taking my penis off of my body.
What about your nipples? You don't use those, do you?
Well, I think I'm done with this study here.
Sir, you don't use your nipples. You don't have any right to your nipples. You don't use them. You forfeited them.
Well, they're on my chest.
Well,
you're
not using them, sir. Use it or lose it.
Okay. I'm going to go now, okay?
No, you can't. You can't.
You find somebody else that
you
want to meet with.
No, sir, you can't go. You're not allowed to go.
I can go.
No, you can't. No, sir.
He's gone. What the fuck? Yeah, I know.
Christ, how long are you going to stay?
Once I realized there was no way he was hanging up easy, I was like, yeah, put me on. Fuck it, this will be fun.
That actually made sense with the pubic hair growth.
Yeah, I know, right? But I'm telling him, he's
just like, how come all these require me cutting off my penis?
That should be soundbited.
When he said to me, he goes, you're going to cut my dick, or you're going to cut my penis off and put it in my ear, or whatever he said. Yep, I got it.
And the wife's in the background.
That call definitely had some really good parts.
My wife was yelling at me when you said about the penis in the ear, and I just started laughing, and that made her even more mad.
Ah. I just wanted to save the call a little bit there.
It wasn't bad, it's just, I just jumped in and got crazy on him, you know? And sometimes that's just the trick. Because, I mean, a guy like that, I mean, you don't even got to string him along, right? He's going to sit there and just kind of take your abuse till he's had enough. Fucking bizarre. Anyways, all right. Who wants to do another one? How about you, Dwight? I mean, you said these aren't your kind of calls, but I seen you wanted in on that one. Once we're putting penises in people's ears, they're Dwight's kind of call.
No, okay. I don't have anything to add.
Well, if we get into any more penis in ears, make sure we pull in Dwight, because he wanted in on that one. What was that guy's name?
I'll join in on one.
Shit. What was his number? Dwayne. Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Dwayne. His name's Dwayne.
My list.
Dwayne.
All right. I got about an hour left of this goddamn train wreck of a show. I mean, it's not been horrible, but it's... I am fucking pissed off. Huh? What'd you say? I'm cutting out.
Yeah.
Oh, just I thought you were saying the chat room. Yeah, you're all choppy.
Yeah, so you're all probably choppy.
A train wreck about train wreck. Yep. Oh God. Sometimes I get like this great feeling before a show, and then it's like, hey, that was kind of a fucking shittiness, and it isn't so much the quality, just my mood now is shot because of the broken ass system. And then other days I'm like, oh boy, let's see how this one turns out. And it's like, oh, that was a brilliant show afterwards. And I love that feeling. So basically we also have the Walmart lawsuits. Maybe we'll roll into some of those. Okay, yeah, we'll do some Walmart lawsuit calls. And I have more numbers. I got a handful here, but we have some more. Okay, I'll find somebody. How do you think is pronounced this name? I'm going to put it in there. Is it Otley? Otley? It must be Otley. It's goddamn. Who's cutting out? Mike? Yeah, that's Mike. Mike, shit's going all crazy. Was it Otley? That's what I thought it was. Hawaiian
Otley
name. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's call him. Well, I gotta get ready with my other shit. So I gotta switch channels the moment he answers. Yeah, we've done those jokes.
Dog the Bounty Hunter DVDs.
the, you know, the honey, bounty hunter bra. Not to say we couldn't do them again, but we had. Hi, is this Otley?
Yes, this is Otley.
Okay, I'm pronouncing it right. Right, Otley?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, yeah. Otley, you responded, this is Ron Baxter. He actually responded to the Craigslist ad we'd posted. We're from the National Paralegal Fair Law Association about the Walmart class action suit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the $8,000. Okay. As the ad said, basically, you know, we just have a handful of questions to make sure you are one of the affected parties, and if you are, then we'll go ahead and we'll get you the right paperwork so you can file for the $8,000 claim. There's a lot of money sitting out there for people. So, have you shopped at Walmart between May 1st, 2010 and June 1st, 2014?
Yes.
Okay, and, you know, a number of times or one time, you know, or, you know, more times than...
Number of times.
Okay.
Many times.
Okay, excellent. So let's just make sure. Okay. So far so good, Otley. So far so good. Basically, when you were using the glory holes, did you consider them unclean, or were there any kind of jagged? You know, was the hole jagged or metally, or was there any kind of liquids? When you were using the glory holes at the Walmart, as all Walmarts have glory holes, would you consider them unclean? Was the metal jaggly, you know, or did they use soft tape?
Yeah, it was unclean.
I'm sorry, yes, what? What was the answer there?
Yeah, it was unclean.
It was unclean, okay. And was the metal all jaggly? Like, you know, did you cut your member, or could anything like that, or even scrape it? Was there any extra pain and suffering from scraping your member at all?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, when you were in aisle 7, because it is well known that every Walmart has a aisle 7 molester, did you encounter the molester? And
yes.
did the molester fondle you in any way? Did he brush against you, touch you, reach in your pockets, or, you know, just come up behind you, just pound it, anything like that?
Yeah, just brushing against me.
Okay, so the aisle 7 molester, which somehow is in every single Walmart of the United States, he was brushing up against you. Perfect. So far, you're a perfect fit. There may even be some extra money besides the $8,000. Right now, I definitely say you get the $8,000. When the monkeys escaped in the back, were you in the store them weeks? Because a shipment of monkeys was sent to all the Walmarts, and they escaped. Did you happen to come across the AIDS monkeys? Were they in the store at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I remember now.
You do remember the AIDS monkeys. Perfect. Let me put you down for that. So now that I have that, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open up my second question book. So, you know, maybe it's the MH question book. Let me just go ahead and open up the MH question book for questions, because I would say 100%, Otley, that you are going to get the $8,000. The question is, do you get the extra $10,000, which is awarded to some people who basically were affected? So... The MH chat questions. Were you involved in stray cat rape, or was that what?
You know what?
Were you involved in the stray cat rape? And were you a victim in that? Do you feel like you were a victim in any way of the stray cat rape? Because if so, you could be entitled to another $10,000.
Yes,
okay.
Tell
me how it made you feel.
Very uncomfortable.
Yes, very good. At any time did you purchase a box of Lucky Charms and find a baggie of ice? Any kind of ice?
Yes. Okay. Dr. Tom, okay, yes. Good.
You're answering all the right questions correctly. And in no way am I leading you. You would agree with that, right? These are your answers. Okay, perfect.
No, no.
Did you get any semen of the monkeys in or around your mouth? And did you get any of the semen of the monkeys in or around your mouth? And yes would be a good answer.
Yes, I think that was it. Now okay. I know what that is.
Perfect, perfect. And it was, could you say if it was in your mouth or around it? In your mouth is worth more. Oh, round, okay. A
around.
Little bit less, okay. When you witnessed 2 5-year-olds screaming loudly because you may be hearing damage when the 5-year-olds were screaming loudly, did you get hearing damage? Hearing damage of any kind? Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't hardly hear anything from that for 2 days.
Okay, could you hold on a second? We are having a code 7. Code 7 is when the semen is leaking. So 1 second. All right, let me go ahead and change channels. All right, I think we're good. We should be good. Okay, just a few more questions, if you don't mind. Did you mount the GoPro on the sides of the children's playground, or was Walmart to blame?
Walmart to blame for that.
Okay, all right. During the dog attacks? I don't know if you remember the dog attacks or not, but during the dog attacks, did you shop there, and was your cockpit?
Yes, I was there when that happened.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna go ahead and let's see I'm gonna get our associate here who should be able to help you out. Cross, Mr. Cross. Oh, maybe Mr. Cross isn't here. 1 second, because he has a couple more questions. It looks like you're going to be one of the big winners, I believe. Mr. Cross, are you there?
Yes, I'm in, but I just walked back from the bathroom.
Okay.
So I have no idea what's going on. I was busy with I was with my mistress in the bathroom.
Okay, and that's understandable. Everybody should be in there with their mistress. We are asking questions. So far, he has gone. Mr. Otley in Hawaii he's gone from the $8,000 to the extra $10,000 because he was there during the dog attacks and the monkeys. So Walmart's going to be paying out to this guy. There is no doubt about that. So
this is the Walmart.
Yes.
Case.
So feel free. Ask him any other questions of how the violations that Walmart had done, and just ask him if he was involved or not. And he's already agreed that he's not just answering because we're leading him. So we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sir. Hi, my name is Cross. I'm an attorney here with the Associates. I'm working a specific part of this litigation here regarding several of the Walmart associates who actually molested some of the customers after they were brought into the office after being accused of certain things. They were forced to have their pictures taken with their clothes off, pictures of their penis for later identification. Did anything like that happen to you?
Yeah, that happened to me when I went into Walmart.
Okay, they took you to the office?
Yeah.
They
grabbed me and they took me to the office and I did something wrong.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You see, I was telling you, Mr. Sinclair, about
Ali,
this.
Ali, would you be willing to do a penis lineup to help prove which employee was? Because if it was the general manager, as we suspect, if it was him and you can identify his penis as the one that did violate you, then you may have an individual case. You may be outside of the actual class action suit. So it may climb up a few more figures for you. So penis identification lineup, you'd be okay with that?
Yeah, okay. I think I'll be fine. It'll be hard, but I think it'll be fine.
We've also had a few instances where the Walmart security caught people in the act of stealing from the store, stealing cash and stealing merchandise, and then they actually tied them up, took them to the back of the store, broke 2x4s over their heads, threatened to stuff them in garbage cans full of lye. Did anything like that happen to you?
So you guys know that too, huh?
Yes.
That they did that.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to bring in just to, because you did make an accusation against the general manager. I'm going to go ahead and see how this plays out. Mr. McClanahan, if you could pick up line 7. Mr. McClanahan, we have you know, I'm not going to use his name because I don't want any redemption in case you were involved in anything, Mr. McClanahan, but you, by Mr. O, we'll go by that, by Mr. O, you have been accused of not only fondling him in the back room, but busting a 2x4 over his head and threatening him and then stroking off.
Didn't I tell you guys to go through my attorney the next time you wanted to speak?
Yes, but you know what? We really wanted a statement, if you could.
Wait, so this gentleman is saying that I brought him into a back room and I fondled him? I don't know who this is. The only person I've ever fondled.
Specifically, well, you sound like that guy that...
Yeah, he says he can identify your penis.
Specifically, you took pictures of his penis and then forced him to perform oral sex on you.
I only now it's just off the record or on the record.
Yeah, if you're more comfortable off the record.
Sure. Well, I've only done that with underage female employees.
Okay, that's
I've never
fair.
Done that
I
to
mean,
a customer.
Okay.
Is this person an underage female?
Yes. Otley, are you an underage female?
Yeah.
Did he?
Oh, lost.
God damn.
I think eventually he just kind of caught on. But yeah, dude, at first I was just throwing shit out, and he's like, yes, that happened. Yes, this. Yes, that. So I just got weirder and weirder. Thanks, Justin.
He was around for the monkeys in the back that got loose, and he calculated in and around his mouth.
Yeah.
Said, yeah, that happened to me. That happened.
Fucking Hawaiians are always the best, aren't they?
Beat up.
The molester in aisle 7.
Yeah, dude, you missed a bunch of funny lines I threw at him.
The glory holes.
All right, let me write this one down.
That was funny. He goes, you sound like the guy. What the fuck?
Right. You sound just like the guy, man.
Okay. Walmart.
You know what? You sound like the guy.
Dude, in the beginning, I don't think he was understanding what I was saying about the glory holes and all that. I was trying to just talk fast and get it past him. And, dude, he didn't care. Yes, yes, that happened. Yes, they were unclean. Yes, you know what I mean? Dude, he just wanted $8,000. Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that now.
How did it make you feel? Very, very uncomfortable.
I asked him if he ever bought a box of Lucky Charms and there was a baggie of ice
in there.
Yes,
I remember that now.
Yes, yes, that happened.
Okay, so here's...
Get somebody to listen to the
that's
sound
not bad
clip.
Too. Do you have your sound clips ready? Yeah. Dude, I've been listening to a lot of your shows lately, and I have to admit, it is fucking hilarious when you were calling for jobs. And it's going on in the background. Oh God, yes. And you're like, I'm sorry, I'm listening to the CNN. I like to listen to the CNN during the day. Let me turn this down a little bit. And then you're talking, and then they start talking to answer stuff. And you're, that sound effect is so creepy and hilarious at the same time.
I think
it's funnier.
Some people hate it
because it's so bizarre. It fits into your kind
of
weirdo style of randomness, and dude, and when you're calling about jobs, it's so funny because it's so weird, and you get so weird on them at the same time, and it's so funny that it's obviously like something sexual, right? And you keep claiming it's CNN.
Yeah. What is that so off the wall?
You keep claiming
like,
it's the CNN. I like to listen to the CNN, or I like to watch the CNN during the day. And then meanwhile, it's some...
Yeah. Then I'm all distracted while it's so playing. Funny. I'm like, yeah.
All right. Dude, you've had some good calls in the last week.
That's
pretty funny shit. Well, at least that was a good call, right? Everybody in the chat room seemed to think so. This guy here, son of a bitch, did not put his name there. Doesn't matter. His name's Benjamin. Not only did he answer for the Walmart lawsuit, but he also answered to join the church. So I don't know. We could play on that. I don't know. But...
the Church of Walmart lawsuit.
Yeah. Goddamn fucking Hawaiians. They never fucking cease to surprise me with their insanity. Yeah, turn it down a little bit, but yeah, that one. Oh, yeah!
I got it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. Dude, it's going to be so hard not to laugh. That shit's so fucking silly. Okay. All right, so I'm gonna call this guy. I'm gonna call this guy and just have that plane. Okay. Yeah, just play it, and I'll just talk to him.
Right here.
No, too loud. And where? Does it always have the music? Okay, turn
it down. It's got the music looped in with it.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Right about there?
Down?
A little bit more down.
Right there. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so stupid. That's how it works.
That's good right there.
Alright, cool.
This would be good for the church one, too. We're having a service in the background. We're having a service right now, but all right. Sorry, so I'm gonna call this guy. Hold on, I gotta get to my channel. Oh, sweet.
Pastor Bill. All
right.
Pastor Bill is amazing.
Yeah. Turn it up a hair.
It's an exorcism.
Dude, he's calling on jobs and he gets us going and he claims it's the CNN. Oh.
Please leave your message for 80838.
Yeah. You should have played that shit in the pantry.
Right, hold on. I'm looking for another Hawaiian. Here, we'll call Mark.
Alright,
hold on.
Oh, Dwight, it's lawsuit time.
Time is up. I still gotta hear it.
Right, here we go.
His name is Shit Mark. Been forwarded to an automated voice message system.
By the way, what the fuck is that clip of?
It's I've known of it for about 5-6 years. It's some amateur porn that made it on the web, and it's made the rounds for a while. And this copy got off of YouTube. There's a it's not the porn, but it's just the audio of it with a picture of Bill Murray on it.
Hey Cross, you wanna call JDF?
Call who?
He's still at the same fucking hotel.
Oh, JDF is?
Nova just... The dumbass keeps posting, like, pictures of his pay-per-view options, and it says right up in the top corner, Hyatt Hotel. All right. Dude, you're a fucking moron.
All right, here we go. What's his name? Benjamin.
Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill.
Sweetheart. Hello? Hi, it's looking for Benjamin. Benjamin?
Could you hold for 1 second, please?
Yeah.
Okay, action's calling, please.
Oh, yeah, this is Ron Baxter. I was calling. You responded to our Craigslist ad for the $8,000 a person settlement for the Walmart class action suit.
Oh, yes, this is Ben. This is Ben right here.
Ah.
I was very calm doing.
Oh, that's...
I recall doing so, yes.
Oh, that's fine. I understand. Well, I just had a, you know, if you don't mind, I just had a couple of questions, and you just answer them, and I'll let you know if you're eligible, you know, to basically apply to get the you know, your claim, basically.
Yes, I'll answer as honestly as I can.
Perfect. Basically, between May 1st, 2010 and June 1st, 2014, did you shop at a Walmart?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And during that time period, how many times do you think you had shopped, or is it just too many to keep track of?
I guess it would be too many to keep track of. That's a 4-year period.
Regularly.
I was going, you know, practically every other week or week or so. Really.
That makes sense. So okay. When you were at Walmart, would you describe your experience? Was there any time you left there feeling sick or unpleasant?
You said if I felt sick and unpleasant?
Unpleasant. Sick and unpleasant at any point. At any of your visits during that 4 years?
So, like, due to some employees
at any point
to some store.
Yeah, at any point when you went into a Walmart, did you feel okay, but when you left, you didn't? This kind of goes into the people.
Due to some fumes, some sort of poison.
Well, are you familiar at all with the lawsuit? I guess that's a good question too.
Well, I mean, I read the brief description you had online, and I'd say I know I've been to Walmart in that time period. And the question you just asked me, had I felt sick? I mean, if. I get tired during the long lines and stuff.
Excuse me, sir, is the person in the background
okay?
Yeah,
we're hearing some disturbing noise. Is your TV up? Are you watching, like, it sounds like pornography, or is there something that you're having sex?
That's not me, that's maybe, someone else.
Maybe we have our lines crossed. Okay.
Is that noise?
No,
that
it's not on our end. It's kind of disturbing a little bit. He keeps yelling, Bill.
Do you want me to call you right back at the 661 number?
No, that's fine. I think we'll continue. Is your CNN on? Maybe it's CNN.
No, I have the volume solid, and I'm watching KCAL, okay. So it's not.
Because it sounds like CNN to me. Either CNN or some kind of rough amateur porn. I'm not sure. Anyways.
No, I thought that was your television, and I.
I'm in our office, and so. Wow. Yeah.
Sir, this is the surveillance footage from the dressing rooms right now. Code 7.
Okay. Code 7. Oh, hold on a second, Ben. We're having a code 7. Alright, code 7 should be averted. Okay. Alright, Ben, well, let me ask you this. We'll just continue. I mean, the noise is kind of distracting, but, I mean, we've all heard insane grunt sex noises before, so it's nothing too distracting. Okay, let me ask you this, then. When you had used a bathroom, I'll get a little more specific because I'm not allowed to put words into your mouth, so you'll have to actually kind of fill in the blanks the best you can. When you were in the bathrooms, was there ever something that seemed like a really bad smell?
When I was, I didn't understand that part. You said when I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, no, when you're in the bathroom of a Walmart, I'm assuming you've, as much as you've gone there, you've, at one time or another, you used the bathroom. Did you...
Yes, I've used the restroom.
Yes. Did you ever... Was there ever bad smells?
Bad smells? I mean, I've been to Walmarts all over the United States. Let me see. I'm not sure if there... I mean, there could have been bad smells. I never really thought about it and say, wow, this is... Sometimes the restrooms aren't clean, and and I know there's no mirrors in Walmart.
All right. Let me ask you this then: were you aware of their camera system that they had actually set up in all their bathrooms?
They have a restroom. I mean, cameras in the restroom. I guess to see if people are stealing stuff. I was supposed.
That was their excuse, but no. It's to see the color of their urine. And it was taking shots of their actual, member penis. And that was both in the stalls and the urinals. That's kind of what goes around this lawsuit. It turns out that one of the GMs was actually then taking those films and then selling them on the internet. Yeah.
Really? So you mean? I mean, as we use the restroom in the Walmart, we were being filmed and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that stopped after June, but yeah, correct.
Wow! Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, not that we were supposed to. I could imagine sometimes they have cameras for the purpose of shoplifting. If they can see a customer sneaking something, in the restroom, and it's their obligation to. To kind of, catch him, even if it's in the privacy of the restroom where they're using it. But I didn't know we were customers, male customers were being filmed, and those things were being sold on the internet. No, I had no idea. I guess
and that's kind of where the lawsuits are around. I mean, not only is it a violation of the Penal Code 7 that protects our penises from being filmed, but... Also, you're not allowed to distribute DVDs of people's penises without their consent. And so, as you can imagine, it's bad. It turns out there was a big market in Japan for both urine shots, people urinating, and also for defecating. So. Sir, could I?
Oh wow!
Could I ask you to restrain from using the bathroom till we're done here? Are you urinating right now? Or is that the crock? Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
I hear what sounds like urination. Did you step into the bathroom?
No, not me. I'm hearing that noise. I thought it was
okay,
on your
maybe
ear.
Cross lines again. I'm definitely hearing a urination. Okay. Well, we'll just continue. I'm sorry. I thought it was you. I was just going to ask you to stop. But if it's not you, there's not much we can do. But I guess these weird lines these days. Okay. That being said, would you consider $8,000 enough for knowing that in all likeliness... And it sounds like your penis was probably recorded many times and sold, on the Japanese pornography market.
Well, sir, hey, so what you're telling me, of course, when I'm going over online looking for things, jobs and gigs, I read that and I say, well, of course, everyone would need $8,000, especially me with bills. I have the bills to pay, so I definitely would. I definitely would. If there is a possibility of me putting my name on a lawsuit and getting half that sum, I would be very thankful to God.
$8,000 is enough. Is enough compensation for your penis being recorded and basically, like I said, sold in Japan in DVD format. That's you consider that enough compensation from the company of Walmart for that action.
Of course. I mean, definitely. I mean, if there was a possibility of me getting half that amount, I would.
Excellent.
Let me step into the next ad
then, because you'd also replied to another ad where you could earn $500 to become part of our faith-based internet group. Okay, you remember that one? It was 500. Okay.
I think I do. I think I remember. Recall.
Okay.
Yes, I go
okay.
With
well,
a lot
it,
of
it, we basically have a faith-based internet, you know, group. Faith-based. Yeah, for $500. So
yes,
let's shift gears,
yeah,
and then
I
you
was,
can
one,
become
I,
part of that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so basically, now that we're very clear that you're okay with showing your penis for money, I would go ahead and like to pay you $500 to join the group. And if $8,000 is your price, I too would like to record your penis and sell it on the Japanese market. And then on top of that, you still get the $8,000 from Walmart. But knowing your price now, I will give you $500 to join our faith-based internet group. And I will give you another $8,000 if you allow me to record your penis.
Sure. I mean, it's money. I definitely could,
okay.
I definitely would go for it myself, really. You know, I have to do anything legal to get the money, so that's it.
Let me see if my manager, my church manager, Reverend Dwight, is available. Reverend Dwight?
Good evening. This is Reverend Dwight.
Reverend Dwight, could you turn down your pornography?
That's just a couple of the petitioners
okay.
I kept over after
Well, just so you know, I have
mass.
Benjamin on here. He was a part of the Walmart lawsuits that we are investigating, but he also wanted to join our faith-based internet group, which we're paying $500 for members to join, but we also are looking for members who, you know, his price is $8,000. He'll let us record his penis.
Did you try to negotiate a little
bit?
Because that's
usually
what
you,
I give the ladies.
Would you take less, Benjamin? Would you take less than $8,000 for us?
How much? I mean, I have
$4,000
because I have some bills I need to catch up on.
I wouldn't mind doing
so for
$3,000,
we want to record your penis, and then maybe you licking maybe some kind of a dildo while we record your penis, and then we'll sell it in Japan on DVD.
Sure, I'm definitely game for that. When would you like to start or do it?
I do the filming right here in the church. Just to let you know, I'm not a real pastor. I just pose as one. I get one of them white collars, and I rent this place for about $1,000 a month, and I just get all these people in. I do a little fake praise Jesus, church of the machine, and you know, stuff like that, and then I get them back into my office. And
let me ask you something, Benjamin. Do you have a computer available in front of you? Because then we can give you access to our website, so then you will be a member, and then we can go ahead and get that check going. The $500 one?
I don't have my laptop available right now. I'm sorry. Tomorrow morning,
do you have a pen?
Tomorrow
I just want to give you the email,
day,
or I want to give you the address. Web
address?
Yes, you can go to a web address
or a physical address? I mean...
Okay, bring the phone
give me a
with
second.
You.
I can
bring
go,
the phone with you,
and
then I think we're going to go ahead. Since you're going to become a member, we're going to go ahead and we'll do the oath. But we'll wait until we give you the website first, and then we'll give you the oath. And then after that, we can go ahead and get that check out tomorrow as soon as you register. And then after that, I mean, $3,000 for recording your penis and watching you, basically probably lick a 10-incher. I think that would probably fit. And the Japanese will love you. We'll sell 100,000 of these. Yeah.
It's not really
that the Japanese pay much for them. I mean, if you had some tentacles and you were chasing after, like, a teenage little girl in, like, a skirt or something, then we could make a lot more money.
I got one of my biggest customers right here. You want to talk to him? Hey, Cross. Cross, grab that fucking phone right quick.
Yeah, hey, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just telling this guy, you're like one of the biggest consumers of my porn inventions here that I do here at the church.
Yeah, I'm watching some right now. It's great. It's this guy called Den. That's just his name, Dan. Den.
Yeah, how'd you like that shit? I sent you over a Fatty Arbuckle.
Yeah, Dwight sends me, he gets bathroom video all the time for me. I love the stuff. He sent me stuff. Yeah, Fatty Arbuckle, you said, right?
Yeah.
He found, fucking, with sound effects. He sent me, a video of Fatty Arbuckle when he was sitting on the toilet. The camera was mounted inside the hotel room toilet, and he was defecating. And I could see the whole thing.
Yeah, let me, buddy, Benny. This guy's name, buddy, Benny. You into getting, like, blumpkins?
If I get what?
A blumpkin. It's like when you're sitting on the toilet taking a shit and some girl comes in and blows you while you're doing it.
Have I done that before?
No. Would you be into it? Is that okay with you in your book?
Oh, yes, sir. Hey, sir. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely into anything that's partly to make some money, really. I have some bills to catch up on.
Right on, brother. Okay. Sweet. I mean, it looks like we found a real keeper. Did you get your pen?
Yes, sir. I have it.
Okay. www.m, as in Matt, E as in eat, A as in apple, T as in Tom, S as in spin, P as in Paul, I as in igloo, and N as in no.com. So me@spin.com. That's the church name. And all you got to do when you go there tomorrow, just click the tip. You'll know what I'm talking about. If you click the tip as it spins, just click it, and we'll be all set, okay? And then you just, you know, you'll be, basically you put in yourself as a member, and then that's when the check comes out. So anyways, now that that's said, okay, are you...
Can I actually, yeah. There's not a way of being PayPal or something else, because... you know, I just prefer another method of payment because
There's a PayPal. If you prefer to be paid through PayPal, that's fine. You just got it.
Yeah, the
just
only fill thing out the is information. You'll lose some of the fees. You know how PayPal is. Yep.
So
yeah, that's no problem. As long as it's free, I don't even care if it's a little sexy, really, because I've tried every other legal customer service rep type of job to get the money. Okay. So I said, if this helps, I would do it. Really, excellent. You know?
I just spoke to Cross. He had one more request.
Okay, all right. What is it, Cross?
Huh? He wanted to hear this guy moan and say, "Oh fuck yeah," something along those lines, to see if he's acceptable.
Okay, yeah. Can we get some moaning from you just so we can set some levels here?
The moaning.
A little bit of moaning.
If we were actually recording, making one of the videos where we pay you, could you make a moan noise that you would? Yeah. Cross basically wants an example, and since he's one of our biggest buyers, he buys in bulk. So,
yeah, make an O with your mouth and go oh like that. You know, like you're getting an orgasm.
I was about to say like I'm having an orgasm or another something. Okay, you come out like something like
fuck yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, say put it in me. Say put it in me. Say put it in me.
Okay.
No, you say put it in me. You are me.
Followed by fuck yeah.
I'm interested in the old fuck yeah. Me? Yeah, you say put it in me. Fuck yeah. If you say that, we're good.
Yeah, say oh Cross, it's so big.
All right. Okay. Well, hey guys, why don't we do the oath? If he wants into the church, we can do the oath. Who wants to lead the oath? Cross?
I just broke the oath.
Okay. Okay, ready? Okay, now Ben, I need...
It's what we call the old bill oath.
We need you to... So basically, it works like any other oath. When you'll hear You'll hear noises, and I need you to, or you'll hear noises and voices and things like that. I need you to repeat them, and that is our oath to get in the church. And then tomorrow, all you got to do, or tonight, whenever you got time, go on your laptop and then click the tip after you go to that website, and the tip will take you right to, you know, the information sign-up sheet. And then, you know, typically it takes less than a day for the money transfer. Is that correct, McClanahan?
Forty-eight business hours.
Probably not this weekend. Then it'd probably be like Monday or Tuesday.
End of business Tuesday.
Okay.
5 p.m. Eastern.
Well, that's very good. And you said I can give you my PayPal address when you put that in there for your name,
and you know, there's some information that you have to fill out and some that you don't. It's just like any other, you know, sign up sheet. So.
Okay. And the faith base. I remember faith base. I thought you were some Muslim recruiting. I didn't know what that was.
Orgasm based, and this is also we're also in association. We are not exactly part of this, but we're in association with the Church of Recovering Sex Offenders. So they're like a sister company of ours or a sister religion of ours, but we're a little different. So basically, let's go ahead and do the oath and just repeat after that. Were we going to do the audio one, or am I doing a one where I speak it? Okay.
I've got it ready to go ahead.
Cross is going to go ahead and play a clip. I need you to just go ahead and repeat after the clip as the clip says thing, as the clip, and then this is the oath. And it's a little bit goofy, but, I mean, the stonemasons strip you down to the underwear and hit you with tennis balls in the mouth. So, I mean, it's just one of those type of things. So you just, when you hear this, for example, if it says, you know, I'll just steal something from television, "Oh, dynamite." If you hear, "Oh, dynamite," when you hear that, you go, "Oh, dynamite." And if it goes, "Oh, yeah," then you go, "Oh, yeah." You know, you just repeat after everything you're hearing, and this is the oath. Okay? All right, Cross, go ahead and play it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right, this is you. You got to fill it. As you hear it, you got to say it. Say it like you mean it. I need you to do the oath. Say it. He said, "Oh, Bill." We need you to hear. I need you to say, "Oh, Bill." He's saying, "Bill."
Oh, God.
Smell my cunt.
Ben? Ben, are you there?
Listen, buddy, are you gay for pay?
Okay. Good job, Ben.
Yes, I'm here. Oh, really? Wow, I thought someone was being talked the hell out of this.
Yes,
really.
That's exactly what it was. That's part of the oath. And
yeah, that's what it was.
Now passed it. Now I just need you to repeat a couple of words after me. All right. All right. I, Ben.
I, Ben.
Oh, Bill.
Pardon me?
Oh, Bill.
Oh, Bill.
Solemnly swear to, oh, God, sweetheart.
Solemnly swear, God, sweetheart.
That the PLA should go away.
That the PLA should go away.
Now I need you to chant with me, PLA, go away. Ready?
PLA. Right.
Follow me. PLA, go away.
PLA, go away.
PLA, go away. Keep saying it as I do. PLA, go away. PLA, go away. PLA, go away. Everybody, PLA, go away. PLA, go away. PLA, go away. Now, Ben only. Ben, you only. PLA, go away.
I'm here. PLA, go away. PLA, go away. PLA, go away.
Ben, your wish is granted.
What the fuck?
That was
that tip. Dude needed money bad.
He hung up for so long with that bullshit.
Yeah, I got to the point where I had to hang up with him. So, wow, I don't know. For a show that had me so frustrated, that was a very interesting call.
That was like a 20-minute call with 5 minutes.
No, that was actually about a 30-minute call. Maybe, yeah, about 30 minutes. I think it was. Wow.
Dude,
I said, somebody suggested it. Somebody said you should call other people, so I started calling other people, and it hears, and Bill going, oh yeah, and he goes, I feel like I just got fucked.
Two people on, one was like just sitting there like, what the fuck?
And he wouldn't say. He wouldn't say Bill though. Yeah. He kept saying, "What was he saying? Oh yeah," instead of "Oh Bill."
That was so weird. Yeah, he did say "Oh sweetheart" though. What the? How does?
Who tried to isolate his from the sound clip?
He did fire a "Oh sweetheart" out
there. I just, dude, how does this happen? You know what I mean? Like, prank phone calls went from your refrigerator running to, hey there, fucking whack nuts, you know, and that could last like 3 minutes, to, we just had a guy who we shifted gears on him about a lawsuit for Walmart, to join our church, to our church wants to record your penis, to, I was figuring I'd get hung up at that point, to him listening to porn and singing along with it, to doing our chant. You know what I mean? Dude, you would think after a while, okay, because as prank phone calls become popular, right, it's something that everybody knows exists, you would think that then it becomes harder to get extreme like Jerky Boys, right? It has gotten 10 times more intense than Jerky Boys. I don't care, don't get me wrong, this isn't a slam at the Jerky Boys. I've done things that are 100 times funnier than them. And it isn't every one of my calls, obviously, right? But it's you would think that the evolution would almost be the other way, because people now just would be like, what the fuck ever, this is garbage, right? But now you can just go in there and, shut up, George. You just play with your penis, because that's what you do in the chat room.
Yeah, Joel.
Go ahead, rub it. Come on, type, I'm rubbing my penis. Do it. Do it now, George. Do it now, and then say, oh, Bill. No, I'm not necessarily talking about the prank. I'm talking about how the hell did the evolution of pranks lead to us being able to do that? You know what I mean?
He really needed
money. I guess
money.
So, but dude, I guess that's the premise of all my pranks, isn't it?
He's not a great negotiator. I mean, we were offering like $8,000, and he's like, I'll take half. It's like, well, I'm going to cut you down from there if you're going to agree to half. I should have took him down to
fucking you, Arby.
Okay, so you'll take 4?
Arby
okay,
says Giants pep talks are the best part of the show. Well, you gotta admit, my mood's changed. 2 hours ago, I was fucking angry as hell. So, yay!
Hey! Happy Giants! A good job.
Dashy. Chad calls people who are scalping iPhone 6. And yeah, you're right. I could do some iPhone calls. Yeah, I'll leave the...
Giant, I'm pretty sure your show gets Woo-hoo. The most listeners on PCN, man. Woo-hoo. You're carrying the network in a way.
Thank you, sir.
You really are
Thank
carrying
you.
The network.
That, yeah, and it's not just me. I'll admit that I'm the one who puts in a lot of work during the week to try to plan the show, but I don't carry it alone, that's for sure. Because I can't sit here for 3 hours and do these kind of calls all by myself. I can't do what you do. I seen you did a 5-hour show the other fucking
Bill.
Day. I know, marathon man. So I can't...
I did an 8-hour show like a month ago. That was insane. I'm in the middle of trying to edit it now. I'm like, God,
yeah,
so
I can't really do those kind of long shows. 3 hours is enough for me. Hell, somebody.
I think.
Hello. Was that Milkman?
Milkman.
Milkman.
What was that? Who's talking? It did sound like Milkman.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It sounded like Milkman.
I think Bill carries a lot of the show, too. Yeah.
But just Bill. The concept that... Oh, it's Dwight playing something. I don't know what Dwight's doing, but he's doing something.
I think he's playing Milkman clips. You're gonna
It does sound
but no,
like
it's,
Milkman.
It's just it's kind of interesting what this show has turned into. And I appreciate everybody who helps out with it. And the thing is everybody over time gets a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And then
No, we're just practicing for the
that came up today. I said probably it's a yearly thing, and I said that's hard to do, because if I take like a 6-hour block, it is hard to fill a 6-hour block for me, because I can't, only because I plan so much. I'm the opposite of Carlito, who Carlito can just kind of rummage through phone numbers.
I'll get Dashy out with me, and I'll just fucking
that's exactly
block
what
talk
you
for
do.
6 hours.
Yeah, block talk is works.
Oh, Jesus. All right, we're on hour 5 of Blog Talk Radio. I've been called a racist 65 times.
Let's keep going.
Let's keep going.
I think this year we'll have
a good one. Let's keep this going.
Because, I mean, we, you know, let's see. We got Sloth. We got Arby. We got Carlito. We got me. We got Dwight, we got Jag. So there's six people, right?
That's
4 hours.
Boy,
that's 4 hours a person, right? Six times four is 24. Yeah, so that's 4 hours right there.
Yeah.
So that's manageable. Yeah.
I think so. Well, I did six. I
did four in my show. Was horrible.
I went a whole six.
Well, not officially yelled at, but everybody. That was the one where I started calling I started looking for the places where people had riot. Like the Black Friday riots had happened. I could have made everybody happy by just acting like I witnessed it and tell the story of what I witnessed.
I thought it was funny. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you're admitting to
it. Well, no, yeah, but I was describing it as I was spin kicking. I said I jumped up and I spin kicked around and around, and I went flying like 12 feet that way. And I said, and then some lady grabbed me and I headbutted her.
Yeah.
And
Well, see, I said that I had wrestled a cop in the Walmart and kicked his gun away, and he was like, "All right, man, you can go." I owned the cop.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing.
I didn't set a good example.
I did purposely look for one that, because some of those, dude, if you look at like people get shot and stabbed and hit with weapons and stuff. This one had the video, and all it was Mace, it was a bunch of white people, so it wasn't like violent. But what they did is it's kind of the way that they go down, right? You get into the non-white areas and everybody's more violent. No, I'm just kidding. I guess that was racist. But the one I did pick was like a suburban one where basically there was like this big pile of people that were fighting over a TV, and it was like, and all of a sudden this guy comes just throwing himself out the pack with this big TV swinging around, and so it was really mild violence, and I picked that one on purpose because I skipped the one where a guy was shot. I said, yeah, I'm not calling that place, you know. So I picked one where, one, it was on tape, two, it was pretty mild violent-wise. I purposely did that, but yeah, I got kind of scolded for my action. Well, that was right after I'd been on Lux's show, and I did the beating my son on the turkey help hotline. That one, I still think that one's funny, but I understand why child abuse should be a little bit off-limits. I still think that. Rip Lux. George says rip Lux. He's not dead. He's still around. As a matter of fact, he says he doesn't have an internet connection or he'd come on my show.
Yeah, I definitely think if we do the the
bear dude, you can pull up Blog Talk for 4 hours.
for my entire block.
It's kind of child abuse is always funny. Yeah, good one, George. And I'm hoping to actually get Lux back for the Halloween show. I hope he'll come back. I think he will, and I like Lux, and he's always welcome on my show. He's helped me out a ton. So I'm hoping that he'll come back because my Halloween show last year was hilarious, and he was a big part of it because he can sound so young. But that was... Oh, yeah, yeah. And I was his dad sometimes.
Wasn't he, like, pissing
at
people's doors and stuff like that?
Turbo's dad, or was Ice Goose? No, it was Turbo, right? Yeah, Turbo was... Yep, and it was also RBCP jumped in because he wanted to have fun with that. And he told the people, he goes, "And my son ripped down your whole house and rebuilt it. Did you notice that?" And then he goes, "I built it with Legos, Dad." He goes, "Yeah, did you notice your whole house is rebuilt with Legos?" It's so stupid. Dude, that's pretty funny. It's like a 40-minute all the good calls put in there. It's like called the... Yeah, last year it was on a Thursday.
It looks like Halloween is on
Friday.
So
we did it like the day after kind of thing.
Yeah.
For me, what I'll probably do, because I have kids and stuff, and I know other people do on the West Coast, I'll probably do my Halloween special on at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to give the West Coast people time to be with their kids and things like that and still catch the show. So I'll just do a late show, basically. Oh, that's right. God does not bless them with pitter-patter feet because they are sinners and not Republicans. I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, you know what, guys? I think I'm probably just going to... Unless you guys want to do another call. Want to do any more calls? We didn't... I mean, I can save some of these numbers for next time, too, because I
have an idea, but I want to save it for next time.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Mike, you didn't do any calls, did you?
No, I wasn't feeling that good anyway. I was kind of hanging out.
That's cool. That's cool. Anybody else? Any volunteers for a call? I'm willing to hand up. Okay.
I'm good.
All right. Yeah, I think we had a handful of good ones. A lot of weird shit. So, but I think...
Just 3 more hours, Jay.
I'd have to say that... What's that? 3 more hours? I'd have to say the last hour really really had some good ones, because it had the Walmart molester one, the coconut head guy, and then the fucking... The Walmart to church one, the old Ben, or old Bill, Ben on Bill. I don't know what I'll call that.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was good. So, okay, well.
If you still have those time travel ones, I have a very luxe idea for one.
I do have time. Yeah, I do have plenty of time travel. I'm still getting responses. People want to be part of time travel. Unfortunately, what we learned tonight is they're liars. They just want $1,500, because the moment you start talking about time travel, they hang up on you. What are you talking about? Time travel isn't real? Are you sure?
Haven't you seen Back to the Future?
Yeah. It's so fucking bizarre. Okay, well, yeah, save that one for next time, because I'll revisit some of these. The church ones I didn't even touch, besides jumping to that guy who applied for both Walmart and church, so. Okay, hey, what did we learn today? Why don't we do that? Dwight, did you learn anything today? And if so, what did you learn?
What did I learn today? I heard the, I learned that the molester in aisle 7 is a motherfucker. He'll just fucking just brush up against your dick anytime he wants.
Yep. Mike the Donnie, what did you learn today?
I learned that people only care about money and don't care about time travel.
Good one. Aspa, what did you learn today?
I learned that Gordo and I make a pretty good team for a call.
Yes, you do. You guys were being pretty funny, and the big thing the big thing is that guy was difficult. You want to take my penis off? I'm not interested in any surgeries that I want to take my penis off. What the fuck? So that's when I wanted to jump in and put his penis in his ear and say something like that. All right, Gordo, what'd you learn today?
I learned about the healing power of the penis.
Yes, I'm very... These are some good what-did-you-learn-todays. Steven, I didn't end up pulling you in any calls, did I? I apologize.
No, but...
But you had, you had front row seats. What'd you learn today?
I learned that even though someone's deaf, they still don't enjoy having penises in their ear.
Just owned, or Justin, it says just owned. But do you have your mic on? What'd you learn today?
Yeah, I learned that people will say old Bill into a microphone for fucking 20 minutes at the hint of fucking a dollar bill.
And
oh, Bill!
And what did you learn today, Carlito?
I learned that Jayad can't pronounce Quebec.
What was I saying? Was I saying Quebec?
That was at the... You said Quebec. You said I forget what the hell you said. But I wrote it down because you pronounced it wrong. And I wrote it down and saved it all this time.
That's funny. I learned that even if a show starts out bad, just grit your teeth, keep going forward, because eventually the penis will loosen up and the show gets better. Your sphincter, your asshole starts to loosen and it starts accepting what's happening and it gets better. And I also learned that apparently that guy needed money so bad that he was willing. I don't know what the fuck to think of that call. I was typing in the chat room, why is this happening? Yeah, because I switched the gears on him in such a bullshit way that should have been hint one, right? Hint two should have been when I started right away trying to tell him about wanting now to record his penis. But goddamn, makes you wonder how much he really needs that money.
Hint zero was when there was porno playing in the background the whole time.
Yeah. And you know, it's really crazy too. It was the same porno that later on we played and made him repeat. How is that?
Yeah. That you kept saying, what is that noise?
How did that carry on? The jerky boys just say, fuck you, motherfucking jackass, and some shit like that, and they'd get hung up on. This guy. Okay, let's do some I learns. All right, Bob learned that he learned that the jerky boys are basic bitches. I think he meant basically, but no, that's not true. I was saying that the evolution of pranks have gone to where people should be just like, oh, this is a prank, hang up, and it's gotten worse. So, George, He didn't learn it. Yes, sir.
Can I say something? Everybody stay tuned for the awesome. Jag and Yobob Woo-hoo! After show.
Jag and Yobob. Metallic. Yay! Metallic, he learned that people will make a porno on the phone for $8,000. I like that one. Josh learned that bat semen is injected into your ears. Yeah, well, that's new to you? I thought that was common knowledge.
I learned that
Bill is the greatest lover of all time. Mr. Clay learned that.
I also learned that man doesn't like to be butt-faced.
You learned. Mr. Clay learned that there is a code brown. Thanks, Carlito. Josh learned that learned about. Oh, Bill. Oh, George learned that bat semen contains lots of stem cells. Yeah. That's really
it's
funny.
Well known for.
Where was I? Cactel learned that if I put my penis in someone's rectum, it will grow just like magic. Oh, let's see anymore. George, he learned that bat semen contains a lot of stem cells. George, you're a little behind. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you autistic?
Nash learned that cochlear implants don't correct hearing. Oh, I got you, because the guy said he had cochlear implants, and he goes, look at your shit. Yeah, you're right. The Danimal learned that men's orgasms on Mixlers make my dick recess back inside my body. Danimal, that's a great one. It makes his dick recess back into his body. Georgie learned that bat semen contains a lot of stem cells. God damn you, George. You're an asshole, but you're funny. Okay. Ken learned that blah, blah, blah. Fuck JTV. All right, that's what we learned today.
Oh. You missed Angel Nay, so he learned that deaf guys need sex, too.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
I need my penis.
Okay. That was some funny stuff. All right, guys, right before I go, I just again want to say... Yeah, I know. I hadn't seen it. I'm skipping over. Yeah, Ken learned that George learned that bat semen contains a lot of semen cells. There you go. And a Polaris, he learned that if you hear a man orgasm on the phone, that you should just ignore it and continue answering questions. There you go. Dude, this week's I learned is
here.
Pretty fucking solid. Everybody's contributing some pretty good shit. Let's see. Mistress Morgan, okay. I learned that next time I run into a guy with a small cock, I'll send him your way. Okay? 5 inches it is.
5 inches.
I learned that your penis is greater than hearing. That's pretty good, Justin. Okay. All right, guys. I
Oh, you know what? I learned that bat semen.
I heard that it has stem cells. Yeah, really? Yeah, I learned that too.
Because of the stem cells.
All right, that's enough I learned. That's enough I learned. Yeah. All right, just...
So.
Deaf people need their nipples.
Yeah, you guys had a weird call.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I can cut that one out, too. I'll try. I don't remember when the 10. All right.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when that was? Probably
11:30
or something. Yeah, let's say 11:30. It was early. I just put a note here, so it was the... It was the hearing guy. That'll do it, right? Hearing guy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he does it.
Dwayne was
the ear. That's what I'll name
dick
it.
Ear. Dick ear. That's what it would. They would have put a dick in his ear.
Okay.
Yeah. Dick in the ear.
Yeah,
he didn't want the.
I learned that being deaf and having a strong cock is better than having half hearing and a half cock. I have cock strength. That's funny. Okay. Hey, you're welcome for the show. Hey, just one more thing for anybody who wasn't here right at the beginning. We now, if you donate $1 a month, there are 12 individual different stickers, all Madhouse show related, or Madhouse, but Prank Call Nation related and Madhouse related shows. So if you donate $1 a month, you now get 12 stickers. They're all pretty awesome. I designed like 5 of them, so... it should be pretty I think it's a lot more worth it. You know, it's a nice little, just a dollar a month, a good thank you right back. And who knows, maybe, 6 months down the road, I'll have a whole new set of stickers. And if you're still donating a dollar a month, I'll send them out. Because I found if I order enough of these stickers at once, I get them for pretty damn cheap. But, you know, then there's mailing and all that shit. So, all right.
Josh Woody wants to know if we donate $20, can he get an old Bill shirt?
$20 a month, we can make some kind of old Bill shirt. I don't know the design yet. It would have to be thought about. But yeah, it would probably be Carlito related with old Bill something, because it's kind of his thing. We just kind of put it in my show because I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. Okay.
Everyone can have it.
Yeah. Your shirt is everybody. Goddamn, that's plenty a long, of Bill long clip, too. Okay, guys. Thanks. Yes, it's a long clip.
Did you say clip?
Freudian slip. All right, guys. Thanks for everybody for being on. I think I was pretty disappointed for half the. Or actually, it wasn't the show was bad. I was just pissed off for like half the show because of the fucking. Thank you.
Sad. Yeah. I just want to say good work, Jayad. Great show tonight. And like I said, everyone, Jayad.
Yeah, I think big, last week and last back, week, man, everybody, it really sucked because I ratings. Thought that my yeah. show was doing. I didn't realize my show had such audio issues. And what was it? It was like 139. Yeah, 139 individual listeners in a peak of like
130.
Like
yeah.
Like individual places, so we peaked at 137 or 139.
Yeah, exactly.
At
10 total list, 10 total listeners.
Yeah, different locations. So that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, we're doing good. Even our less established shows are like getting in the 70s, right, Dwight? That's what nice. Usually we get, like the 70s.
Dude 4 months ago, that's what I was getting.
I think mine's been peaking around 79,
80. Nice, yeah. Dwight. That's
and
good.
And I think unique Jack's listeners has been climbing about 159-ish.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We're on a roll right now. We're doing really good.
Yeah. So, that's the other thing. Keep spreading the word. You know, spread the love. We'll keep making shows. We'll keep attracting the best prankers. And I will keep thinking of a million different fucking ways to get people to give me their number over Craigslist. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Hold on. Let me delay just for a minute because I don't have any song queued up. And I always like to end with a show or a song. So, let me just say words. Because words usually help fill in time till I can get to my folder where my music is. So,
Gordo, yeah. I peeked when you said my name.
All right, let's see. God damn it, where's my good song? I like my one good song. Hold on, I gotta.
We need an anal time machine.
Which folder is it in? An anal time machine.
You need asshole stickers.
Asshole stickers?
They go on the inside or like outside?
No, it's like a actual sticker of an asshole.
I wonder if the sticker. I wonder if the sticker company would be okay with that. I have, you know, because I haven't approved. Yeah. They haven't approved anything, and I haven't quite. Probably tomorrow, I'll actually submit all my.
I would put them on glory holes and then just poke a pencil through it to. Yeah.
All right.
Stinker stickers.
I would be so if I saw a glory hole like that. I'd be like, oh, shit.
Music. No, that's not it. My videos. That's where it is. Okay. Oh, there it is. Ah, there's all my shit.
At the top of the sticker, it'll say "Pop the Cherry."
Yeah.
God damn it.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
I'm trying to find that damn song.
Pop that pussy.
No, not that one. I like to end. Since I feel good, I wanted to end on one of these songs that make me feel good. I just can't.
What about that song, Dead Puppies?
Oh yeah, that's the one. The one about the dead puppies.
Yeah.
That's my favorite jam.
God dang it.
Losers. Loss of time.
Jayad needs a human genome implant.
Yes.
We need to go back in time and find the music.
If we could, could somebody go ahead and activate the, I'll go with that one if I don't see it in just a second. There it is!
Hold
machines
on,
are people,
my dick
too.
In my ear.
That's what it is. Machines are people, too. All right, everybody, don't forget that next week I won't be here, but I'm sure somebody will take the spot, and I'll try to be back in 2 weeks, but we'll see. Maybe I'll take an extra week off, because I've been kind of stressed out lately with this shit. So, anyways, here's Machines Are People Too. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, until we see you next time, do what you love. This has been The Art of Phone Marketing.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Everything you do just to make another dime. Oh, oh, oh. What's a dollar? What's a dime? Oh, 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 oh. Overwhelmed and tired. You might be, you're not the only one. So go to work another time. Oh, oh. Just go to work another time. Oh, 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 oh. You got. You gotta do what you love.